RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. It is
Friday!
I can't. I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy.
You know, I still have so many things to do before I take my little vacay.
Yeah.
Like, I have a staycation before my vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
with
yeah,
the same people.
With the same people. Not all. Like, some will be going to Boracay.
But, okay.
You know, those who can't make it will just, you know, do the staycation. But, yeah. And I have a lot of work to do still, but...
That is usually the case. But you know what?
But we're almost there.
I would infinitely prefer having lots to do before my vacation.
Than during.
Than after.
Or after.
I mean, obviously during, no. But like, if it were a choice between before or after, oh my gosh, there is nothing that ruins a vacation for me than knowing that I have work after.
Like, yung naghihintay sa'yo.
May naghihintay
piles
na work.
Piles.
Oh, I am not work. A fan. Yes. I would rather, actually, I...
Like, you're not gonna put them off. You're gonna try to finish everything.
Yes.
Before you go on your little break.
I down low enjoy yung ang dami kong ginagawa right before na kailangan ko pang tapusin to, kailangan ko maganda. But I'm like, because I'm nagmamakasyon ako eh, kailangan ko tapusin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a part of me that actually enjoys the chaos, knowing that after that
you'll get your
it's
reward.
Going to be pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I actually enjoy that.
I feel you. Kind of, but you know, at this point, I do know that there will still be work waiting for me when I get back.
To
but
a
it's
degree.
Okay.
To a degree.
It's okay because, like, I feel like...
And plus...
Medyo marami-ramina naman akong natapos.
And feeling ko chill naman yung vacation. Yung,
oh, yeah, for
yung
sure.
Yung Boracay. It's not going to be like, oh, let's go cliff diving. Oh, let's go, like, banana boat. Oh,
ah,
let's
kaya
go,
na yan, guys.
Gets. Yung parang, I think it's also because, yun nga, it's going to be more of like a relax.
Yeah, siguro the most adventurous thing I'd be down for would be parasailing.
Parasailing?
Because, you know, I find parasailing very relaxing. Like, and it's been a while. It's been years since I last did that.
You know, I've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Either mga twice.
It's always so fun.
Ako naman opposite. Like, it's fun, but I'm like, okay, done. I
it
don't need to do
to
that again.
It gets to a point
again.
Na parang, di ba tayo bababa?
Yeah, exactly. Kasi parang the going up part and the going
that's
down
the
part
most
is fun.
Well, yeah, going up is the most exciting part.
And not gonna lie, it's enjoyable when you're up there. It's more like a parang like relaxing thing.
Yeah.
Like zen thing.
And imagine parang, a chika ka with your partner.
Parang it's like, oh, my problem seems so small from up here. Mga ganon, eh, mga ganon.
Parang di naman ganyan yung naiisip ko.
Pero gets,
pag
like, so hindi naman ako, like, super enjoy to the point na, oh, we're going to Boracay. Oh my gosh, I'm going to parasail.
But if you were to, like, pick an activity, I would much rather do that than go helmet diving or, like, cliff diving.
I'd rather just eat.
Well, of course. But if I had to.
I mean, I'd rather
or ATV.
Just eat.
But then, you know, I do remember doing an ATV thing with my friends. Oh, yeah, that was in Boracay. And the ATV that I got, for some reason, was kind of, like, defective. And then, wala siyang brakes, basically.
Oh.
At some point, I just, yeah. wala na, nawala ng break. Parang in the beginning, meron. Kasi diba, I don't know if you've ever done ATV in Boracay. But there would be points na bababa kayo. So you would park your ATV. So now, okay. I'm not sure whether somebody took the ATV I was driving before we got to like point A or point B.
Okay.
Kasi parang when I went back to the ATV, wala na siyang break. Alam mo yun? Right. But wait lang, kanina okay naman siya. Suddenly, it's not.
It's
so di ko alam kung
sabotage.
Was somebody trying to kill me? Oh my God! Wait a second!
Let me introduce the thought.
Hold on! O nga no, hindi, pero for real. Like, bigla na lang siyang walang breaks. And you know me. You know me and how I don't like to lose, like to you know, look stressed or right. to show everybody that I'm like panicking or, well, I don't panic in general. But when it happened, di ba pag ATV pa nakapila kayo?
Yeah.
So it was like that. And then I only realized it kasi parang pabilis ako ng pabilis. So I tried to kind of like, you know, press the brakes para medyo bumagal ng ko. And I was like, wait a second, why am I not slowing down?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Why am I, parang pabilis ako ng pabilis.
Parang, Hazel Hating pababa, pababa ng pababa.
And then parang yung leader, yung, you know, the guy.
The guy.
I was like, okay, let's pause. Like, medyo stop tayo dito. Hindi ako makastop. So, you know what I had to do? I had to literally, like, move away from the single line,
yeah.
na on the road. Like, I had to overtake them kasi nga, even the guide, I had to overtake everybody because I wasn't stopping. And
right.
Babangga ako dun sa nasa unahan ko.
The feeling siguro ang extra mo. Parang, look at her trying to show everyone that she's going faster. Hindi nila alam you're fighting for your life.
Basically. And then, as I overtook the guide, I was like, my brakes aren't working! Ganon. Tapos parang nagulat siya and then syempre binilisan niya na rin to catch
right,
up.
Right.
And then at some point, parang I had the kind of, if I'm not mistaken, parang nilundag niya yung ATV ko basically. Alam mo yon yung parang...
Buti may ano, buti si Coco Martin yung ano.
Action star!
Buti si Coco Martin
yung guide. I guess hindi naman first time for that to happen.
Yeah.
So merong element of danger talaga siya. But other than that, my gosh, I love kasi ATVs. I love stuff like that.
Oh.
I enjoy that very much.
It's one of those that I'd be like, you know what? Let me just meet you back.
I like it eh.
I'm not a motorsports kind of guy. Like, I mean, I would probably enjoy it if I'm already there.
Yeah.
But it's not something that yung dadayuhin ko. Yung kunyari from the resort. Like, you wanna go ATV? Game? Like, no, pass. Pero kunyari nandun na tayo. Kunyari we're eating somewhere. And right next door is an ATV. I'm like, oh, okay. Sige, if you guys want.
Now I'm trying to remember who I was with on that trip.
Para malaman mo
who
kung sino
was
yung
trying to kill me. Sino yung pumutol
isa,
ng...
Isahin mo.
Ano?
Yung brake line.
Oo,
no?
Bakit ako nawala ng brake?
Tapos yung parang sa movies, yung alam mo yung sa movies, pag may ganyan, yung mga whodunit.
Oo.
Tapos biglang, sa towards the end, pag magre-reveal na, may flashback. Uulitin parang, yung scene, tapos biglang magpapan yung camera to the left. And you'll see like one of your friends like... Parang, oh, where did you go? Oh, no, I just went to the bathroom.
Oh my God! Somebody was trying to kill me!
Tapos yung pala, pinuputol na niya yung brake line mo.
Oh my goodness.
Try to look back. Who were your
Stop!
Companions?
They're gonna be with me later on my staycation!
Very, ano, very clue. Or very young, ano, yung mga Death on the Nile.
Tapos mamaya,
Murder on the
alam.
Orient Express.
Pag nandun na lahat sa hotel room, I'd be like, we have gathered here today. Because
was it you, Jamie? Because blah 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 blah. Was it you, Hannah? When you blah 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 blah.
I'm sure ako hindi si Jamie because she wasn't on that trip.
Hannah
on the other hand.
Was it you, mon ami Marie? Meron ka talagang,
oh my God!
Speech.
Tapos meron akong list of like all my atraso sa kanila na parang. This could have been why you did it.
All right.
Oh my God.
That would be interesting.
How fun. Parang hindi.
Do it in Boracay. Do it in Boracay. Okay. Now, today we've got a pretty unique top 10 because it wasn't really sent in. It was more like inspired by. Because tawang-tawa ako. I was like scrolling. It just popped out on my timeline. And tawang-tawa ako dun sa entry. So today's top 10 was not thanks to, but more like inspired by a tweet by, let me see, what's his name again? Inspired by Infamous Pen. And
okay.
The comments in the thread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's give you examples. Ang pangalan ng hashtag, sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. Okay, for
okay.
example, ito yung entry niya. Entry tuloy. Ito yung tweet niya kasi. So apparently, Infamous Pen is a doctor.
Mm.
Tapos, meron siyang pasyente. So, nung tinanong niya, so, kailan po nagsimula yung ubo? Ang sagot ng pasyente niya, anong birthday ni Jan Jan?
Kasi that's when it started.
That's when it started. Alam yung sinagot. Pero hindi sinagot. Parang yun naman pala.
Yung parang, like, I would have a clue kung kailan ang birthday
sino
niya.
Sino si Jan Jan? In the first lap, kailan yung birthday niya? So,
alam mo yung mga feeling ko, yung nagpo-process kasi siya.
Yun.
Tapos nasabi niya lang out loud.
Mga kamot ulo moments yan, diba? Okay, isa pa example. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Entry, ano naman to, comment dun sa thread. Sabi nung jeepney driver daw sa kanya, after inabot yung bayan, san galing? Asang nasagot niya? Sabyanan ko? Kasi dun siya galing. Ayun, di ba sa drivers ang galing? Ah, sa ano, sa Tomas Morato or I don't know, like...
Kasi mahaba yung mga ruta, di ba? So, iba-iba, wait lang, iba-iba ba yung pamasahe
yes.
depending on where
yes.
you...
Lalo na for those long routes.
Okay.
Kunyari, kakasakay mo lang, tapos that's kanto ka lang bababa. Obviously, that won't
yung
be
minimum
as
yun.
Much as... Pumunta
dulo
ka
dun
sa starting point, bababa ka sa end point.
I guess, para lang ding mga MRT
yeah.
or buses na, yeah, ganon.
So usually, you be more specific kung saan ka galing, di ba? Hindi. Ah, sabihinan ko po, binisita ko lang.
Buis.
Another example, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me. Kailan po nawala ang ID? Client. Nung pumunta kami sa SM. Yeah. And
oh boy.
The classic. Me messaging a friend who's late. Nasaan ka na ba? Ang sagot niya, maya-maya lang nandiyan na ako.
Oh, so vague. Because paalis pa lang yan ng bahay.
Ayaw sabihin kung nasaan
siya. Actually, paalis pa lang yan ng bahay. Or not even.
Nasa bahay
maliligo
pa.
Maliligo pa lang.
Oh, oh, kaya maya-maya lang nandiyan.
Well, you know, I tend to say that if yeah. like the meeting point is just in Ortigas. Kasi for me, maya-maya lang because, you know, malapit lang
even
ako.
If I just woke up, I will be there
I will
bit.
Be there. Like, I yeah. I could probably make it in like 30 minutes.
Right,
yun. So,
right.
yeah, ganon.
And one last, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. You can see this in many ways. Wife asks, mahal mo ba ako? Husband answers, pinakasalan kita, di ba?
Just say you love her! Just say I love you! You are the love of my life! My life has no meaning without you! Mag ganun yung gusto niyang madinig, hindi okay. yung pinakasalan kita, di ba? So thank you, ganun. Just say you love her.
Or sana dinagdagan na niya. Pinakasalan kita, di ba? You're welcome.
My God. Alam mo, it's the worst. When you're
it's
trying to fish for yeah. something, yeah. hindi kasi feeling ko, sa sinasabi niya yan, because the guy knows that the wife's trying to fish for something.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
for that. Kaya
so
parang,
that it does make sense.
Exactly.
I
parang,
mean,
well, duh.
Lalo na in the Philippines. There's no such thing as divorce. It's not like I can marry you and then divorce you tomorrow.
But it takes away the romance of it all.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Don't see it like that. Or, pwede mo namang sabihin, pinakasalan kita, di ba? Kasi syempre, walang kakwenta-kwenta yung buhay ko kung wala ka. Ganon.
Oo.
Nagtagan mo naman.
Or yung mga parang like, pinakasalan
there.
Kita, di ba? I rescued you from your humdrum life.
Ba't ikaw yung bida dito? Parang ako yung naghahanap ng words of affirmation.
Bila kami from ano, from lead character to supporting character in one sentence.
Ikaw ba? Ikaw ba yung nagdadrama ngayon?
Di ba? And the RR, you know, the perfect one. Mahal mo ba ako? Sabi ko, ikaw lang ba? What? Kung mahal mo ako, mahal din kita.
Nakakainis. My God, break na tayo. Ganon.
Ay, ganong level.
Alam mo talaga, there's something about ikaw lang ba that's so annoying to me. I don't know if it's like
natitrigger
from my childhood nga kasi na may gaya-gaya ako na friend / neighbor at the time, or it's just generally annoying to hear.
Alam mo, Mitch.
Parang, oh my gosh, kagutom ako. Ikaw lang ba?
Kasi I'm pwede here. Naman sabihin, me too.
Yeah, yeah. And diba? Pag ganon, or ditto. Parang mas okay, pero pag ikaw lang ba? Yung parang...
Tsaka merong atake.
Hindi, tsaka parang pag ikaw lang ba? It's like, parang siyang nakikipag-competition. Oh, parang it's like parang a competition.
They took offense.
Na parang feeling mo, ikaw lang ang gutom. Yung ganon. Yung tone nung ikaw lang ba.
May aggression.
Exactly.
May micro-aggression. Exactly.
And talagang yung trigger talaga nung ikaw lang ba sa akin from my childhood was yun nga, when I said na, si Jeff boy, siya yung crush ko. Ikaw lang ba? Yung parang, and I was like,
bitch,
game on.
Hindi, tsaka parang, crushin mo din. Hindi ba parang pakiko?
Pakiko, ako ang crush niya.
Meanwhile, Jeppoy is minding his own business.
Rollerblading.
Tapos may dalawa ng impactang nag-aagawan sa kanya.
Exactly.
Without his knowledge.
Oh my gosh. We were like 5, 6, ganun. Right.
But there you go. That's what we're talking about today. Like, alam mo yung sinagot? Oo, sinagot. Pero hindi sinagot. Wala ka nakuhang sagot.
Parang you leave feeling confused.
Exactly. More confused than you did when you asked. But if you want to join us, go ahead and send it to us. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sinagot pero hindi sinagot in all your posts.
If you've got requests, you can send them via the text line 0961-1367-931. Watch out for Tea Over Coffee. That's coming up next. Also, it is a Friday, so we'll do TMR watch list later on. It is The Morning Rush. JTTOU. Just the two of us today.
Oh, yes.
You've got Chico and Hazel. So hang out with us and let us know you're locked in. Send us some love. Only on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Monster, RX93.1. Time for some tea. Let's start with Taylor Swift. Some Taylor Swift tea. French Montana claimed that Taylor Swift turned down $9 million to perform a show in the United Arab Emirates. Last month, the rapper shared a screenshot of text messages from someone who offered him $1 million to perform and another person whose name Montana censored to perform for $9 million in December.
Okay.
He wrote atop the messages in the now deleted post, "Somebody just sent me a show offer. Who y'all think the $9 million for? Lol." Now, the MC claimed that person was Taylor Swift. He said, "They had a show offer for me and Taylor. Her $9 million, me $1 million, somewhere in Emirates. It's unknown why Swift allegedly turned down the offer." $9 million.
Wow.
To say no to $9 million. I mean, she is a billionaire after all, but like, can you imagine being so rich and like being offered to perform for $9 million and just saying, nah, not interested?
You know what I do remember was at the peak of the ABBA nostalgia, the four members were offered, ewan ko kung each ha, or baka naman as a group, parang $1 billion to reunite.
Stop.
And they said no.
Why? Oh my God.
Well, they definitely don't need the money. I mean, with the royalties?
Of Dancing Queen pa lang eh.
Diba?
Just that song alone,
and
right?
And with like Mamma Mia and blah blah. This was pre-Mamma Mia. Pero gets even yeah. with like Mamma Mia. And eventually they did, you know, yeah. like, diba, they did have, they did reunite. But I'm pretty sure, hindi na ganun. Like,
I mean...
But at the peak, when they, kasi diba what happened was, para siyang Fleetwood Mac.
Mm.
Yung two girls, two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang one boy and one girl got married and then they broke up. And then the other boy and then the other girl got married. And then they broke up. Tapos, ewan ko kung ganito nga, pero parang, alam ko parang nag-swap pa nga.
Nag-swap?
O basta parang ganun, something like
oh
that.
Oh my basta God.
Very masalimuot. So, I'm guessing, part of the reason they didn't want to get back together is because there's
something,
diba? Hindi lang siya, they're not just bandmates, they're like exes. Hmm. Romantic exes. Tapos kaya ang parang ang naging magkasundo lang, the two boys.
Okay.
And they became like, sila yung One Night in Bangkok, King Chess, the musical.
They probably got like half of the offer.
Maybe. Pero
maybe a little less.
The $1 billion was for ano, for a tour.
Ah.
So, alam mo yun, yung malaki naman yung commitment.
Okay. Like I mean, usually that's like, you know, a tour could last for like months, right?
For months, for sure. At saka yung the preparation, uh-huh, the rehearsals. They said no.
I mean, still, $1 billion. If we were offered like 1 billion pesos or like less to do something that we don't normally do, or like something we've never done before.
Mm. Well, or at least that we've never said publicly that we've already done.
I mean, hello.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, sabi na ni Ro, baka naman fully booked yung sked ni Taylor. That's possible.
True too.
I mean,
on the date itself.
That's
diba?
True. Baka with, may prior
hello,
commitment.
Knowing her, I mean, she's probably booked until 10 years from now.
Gosh. And speaking of Taylor Swift, her music has returned to TikTok. So for all the...
Oh, yeah. The ones in the Taylor's version.
The Taylor's version, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything FYI. That she released 2019 onwards is back on TikTok.
In other news, JoJo Siwa clarifies her comments on inventing gay pop. She said, I'm definitely not the inventor of gay pop, but I do want to be a piece of making it bigger than it already is. I want to bring more attention to it. I'm not the creator, but I might be like the CEO or the CMO. Girl!
What? She's such a mess.
Sit your she ass down. I mean... I can't with this one.
I cannot
with this one. The Delulu is strong.
Very strong.
And of course, something that everybody's been talking about since last night, OJ Simpson passed away at 76 due to cancer.
Yeah.
And that's not the tea. The tea was Caitlyn Jenner's reaction. Mm-hmm. Well, di naman... Ay, hindi may hashtag pala. Oh. I thought literally she just posted good riddance.
Yeah.
But apparently, the tweet was good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson. Oh.
And remember, okay, backgrounder, for those not familiar, he's a big football star. And then his wife got killed.
Nicole
got killed in front of their house. And then...
All evidence point to OJ, diba?
To OJ. There was even a chase that was watched by the whole world live as he was being chased around California in his white, ano ba yan? Anong car? This is iconic.
Classic yan
The white car. And then hinahabol siya ng police and he wouldn't stop. And it's like, if you're not guilty, why are you running? Mm-hmm. Diba? So, anyway. He was acquitted.
Yeah.
But people were like,
and he was defended by the dad of the Kardashians, Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. So, very much connected sila dyan. But Chris was the best friend of Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all interconnected. If you watch the TV show, the one about OJ.
Yeah.
The Kardashians' dad is the character played by David Schwimmer, a friend.
Yeah.
Siya yung si Kardashian lawyer.
And diba nga,
na dad nung mga Kardashian.
Ano yan? Parang, I don't know if it's confirmed, pero as far as I remember, part of the reason why Chris and Robert divorced was because Robert defended OJ.
Yes. Yung parang, it's how so could, interconnected.
Like parang, how can you defend him, diba? Parang ganun yung ano ni...
And you know, ang dami iconic moment. Oh, thank you to Nico, my nephew. White Bronco.
There you go. Yes, I remember.
Another iconic thing is the glove.
Mm-hmm.
Yung hindi kasha. Yung the bloodied glove. Na parang he made such a show of it. Na, look, it doesn't even fit me. And people were like, yes, it does. Pero yung the way he was doing it, like...
It doesn't fit.
Pero saktong-sakto. Dami. Like, this was the... like courtroom drama thing at during the 80s? 80s ba yan? 90s?
Think like the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Parang ganon. Like watched situation. By everyone. People like, were, emotions were
ito
running
kasi
high.
Murder.
Murder talaga.
Oh, so
But they were saying yun nga na parang crime of passion, di ba? Parang
yeah, because may rumors na she was cheating on him. And like he found out. And so,
caught in the act. Parang right, ganon. Yeah. And like, oh, this was such a... Kaya yung, you know, people, maybe younger kids, who are like, why are people being so mean to this guy? Yeah. Oh, this goes really deep.
And he never fessed up.
Oh,
he never admitted. Like, he pinanindigan niya yung quote-unquote innocence niya.
Mm-mm. So, diba? Regardless of whether you believed him or not.
But I would say, like, the general public, siguro 99% yes. believe na parang,
yeah.
diba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kahit nga yung mga in the know.
Was guilty.
Yung the ones in their circle.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, let's face it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would be in a better position to say, oh, he would never be able to do anything like that.
Yeah.
And, yep, he did it. Yun nga, like sila Caitlyn, sila. I mean, these are people they hung out with. These
yep.
are their, for all intents and purposes, they're barkada.
Yep.
Diba? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Whew. That's all the tea, but we'll give you little bits and pieces later on as we go along. Lots of like freaky, geeky, cheeky stuff we can talk about.
Yeah.
But if you want to sound off, you can do that via the text line 0961-1367-931. Also via X at RX931. Let us know you're locked in. We're about to give you the first batch of the top 10. Also, we're going to do some greets only on the Monster. Good morning to some of these textures from 0961-1367-931. Viber and Telegram. Hello to Enrich. And yes, American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. Y'all can check that out if you haven't seen it and if you're curious.
Yeah.
Hello to Renz. Good morning to Mr. G-Shock. Happy Songkran to all Bangkok-bound Aklas. Party all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the Olympics for some sectors of society.
Tsaka parang ang ano no, ang fun niya na people from all over the world yep. go there specifically mm-hmm. for this.
Ang galing nung nakaisip because obviously it's not an old... Because
it's kind of like, what do they do in San Francisco? The one they talked about on Drag Race? Yung parang, you know, people... It's like this parade and
basaan
like...
Basaan din?
Hindi siya basaan eh, pero it's for the gays.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait. What do you call that? They talked about
a
this.
Festival?
Yeah, some sort of festival. Let me type gay festival.
Nag-Google talaga ng...
Oh, what do you call that again? Folsom!
Oh.
Yeah, but they brought that up. I remember during season 14.
Okay.
And Lady Camden was like, oh, no. I think it was an Angeria that's never been. And mm-hmm. she's like, what? That happens? I want to go there. And they were like, oh, you've never been? Oh, my gosh. Apparently, it's like really wild.
Okay.
As in like, you will see like people on the streets like doing stuff, you know?
Okay.
Ganong level siya. And it's just nice that we kind of have a version of it in Asia. Pero ito, of course,
hindi, wholesome naman to. Tsaka...
May wholesome. May wholesome.
May wholesome at may wholesome.
Hindi, kasi, pero diba, you know what I mean? Of course, quote-unquote wholesome.
No, pero ang galing nung concept because obviously it's a very new festival given that it involves water guns.
Water, yeah.
Diba, hindi, tsaka specifically, the
water guns.
Mga squirty stuff. Ano yan? Mm. I call that brand na...
Water gun?
Diba mayroon sikat na water gun brand? Ay, hindi ba? Nerf pala.
Nerf yung inisip mo.
Oo nga.
Hindi siya water gun.
Super Soaker.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Super Soaker.
You're not familiar.
Ha? Yeah, it's a, parang it's a kind of ano na, kasi nga kaya nga Super Soaker.
Yeah.
Basain ka. Parang yung those big ass
yung
guns.
Yung sinusquirt niya medyo
tapos,
intense.
Yun. Parang ang smart that it caught on. Because I can imagine you can do that. Parang tayo, hindi na-catch on yung ano, San Juan natin.
Eh kasi naman, no, it's not a festival.
It's not a festival.
People are like on the way to work, tapos babasain mo.
Pero gets, like, I'm sure that started as a smaller scale festival.
Yeah.
Ang galing lang nung how it evolved into something that na dinadayo ng tao.
Ano na siya naging like it's like a tourist attraction.
Exactly. And all these tourists and tight denim shorts and boots.
Ano? Book na.
Kaya pang humabol.
It's not too late.
Kaya pang humabol.
Kaya pa guys. If Tawagan you want.
Tawagan ko nga si, ano, si Peach. Baka merong meron siyang extra room na pwedeng maki-room.
But yeah, check that out. If you're going, have fun.
Have fun.
Have the best time.
Enjoy.
Hello to Elmer Velasco and good morning to Tino. He says, what I won't forget on ACS, OJ Simpson, Selma Blair's performance as Kris Jenner. Yeah, remember.
Who?
She was Selma Blair.
Selma Blair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Butter Baby is also locked in. Sabi niya sa song kren kasi basang-basa ka.
Ayun nga. Yun nga.
Pero ang ano doon is, basang-basa ka yung lahat.
Totoo.
Diba?
So, hindi, tsaka ready ka.
Ready ka.
Kasi like yun nga, like for
example, you
know
what you're getting into.
Pag dito kasi sa San Juan, yun nga, minsan papasok ka sa office, so bad trip. Pero
yeah,
if you went there na nakapambasa ka, naka-swimsuit
okay, yeah,
ka na, edi go.
Tapos alam mo pa na after that, di ba?
Ano?
Ah, hindi ko alam.
Sabi mo kasi, di ba eh. So, hindi, hindi ko alam. Ano?
Hindi, after that, you will make lots
dinner
of new friends.
Oh,
di ba?
Oh,
oh. So, yun naman.
Tsaka sabi mo nga, dinaday, di ba? Like, for example, even before we talked about this, sabi ni Chinito Ken, siya, papunta na siya. Actually, batch rep nga siya.
Flag bearer ng Pilipinas.
Alam mo yung pag-iipan sa Olympic? Philippines! Si Chinito Ken yung nasa harap. Flag bearer.
Hello to Mark Enriquez. Work from home day today for him. Well, enjoy. Hello to Sophia, who says, it's my hubby KT's birthday tomorrow!
Oh, happy birthday!
Pwede bang mag-request birthday blending? Including Jackie Chanak, he's gonna love it for sure.
Oh, so tatlo tayo. So
okay, so I guess Jackie
will sing
no, no, no,
his
no
part.
You start.
Okay, I'll
me,
be Marky.
And then Jackie will be Hazel.
Jackie will be... Oh, sige, sige,
para,
okay, okay,
okay. Game.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kington.
Happy birthday to you.
Nawala si Jackie dun sa last part.
Ulit na. Happy birthday
to you.
The duality. I live. Happy birthday,
Happy
KT.
Birthday.
Thank you for tuning in. And hello to Bon Voyage as well. Okay, so many more greets. We'll get to those in just a few. But, you know, we gotta get our morning drinks.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
we gotta get a morning
drink. We're going to get a cookie.
It's J-Hope giving you some Monster K-Pop. Of course, if you're a fan of K-Hip-Hop, K-R&B, K-pop, all that good stuff. You should listen to Monster K-pop Weekly.
Yes.
That happens every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. with Gail. Only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the first Top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Chef Sheffin. Hello, Advan Choi. Hi to your roommates, AJ and Harold. Hello as well to Richard, who wants to say good morning to EJ. Justin Sayana says, Happy Friday! Hello to Jerica, aka Queen of Deadma, who wants to say Happy Friday to her babies, Damon and Louie. Missing Mokesh, Kelly, Toby, and Leonard. Hello to Edward Villona. And hello to your wife, Jenny. Both locked in. Hello to Anjali and Ro as well. We have Jay Escobar, who says, it's my last working day today in our Clark office. Next week, Manila-based na ulit. Shout out to my Ateneo grad school ethics and leadership group mates for finishing strong this term. Good job, guys. Hello to Arlene, and good morning to Juice Blank, who says, good morning. If you haven't seen the latest X-Men 97 episode, you should. It hits different. I haven't.
Girl.
That's what I'm... Okay, I'm gonna do that maybe while I'm in Boracay. Hello to Mai. And it would be fun to watch with my friends.
But can I just say,
my friends are all like fans as well.
Like, you know how like sometimes the internet overreacts, right? I'm telling
like
you,
like the hype.
99% of the comments that I've read. I actually went online just to see what people were saying about it. So I was like, is it just me? People were saying it's the best MCU they've seen in like years.
Wow.
And it's not even like a legit MCU. Just like the best Marvel media they have seen that specific episode. And I do get it. Like, alam mo yung, yes, it's a cartoon, but the way it is so concise, gets to the point, gets the job done.
Ano na to? Four na ba to, or three?
Fifth
na? Oh no, I have to watch three episodes na. I have to catch up.
But I must say that, like, and people were saying, this is finale level excellent.
Wow.
Why is it at number five? Like, what are they going, how will they top this?
Oh my gosh. Okay, don't tell me more. I'll watch it. Oh, I'm excited. Hello to you, Auntie Fian. And Maggie, hello to Bianca Santiago. Al Macchiato says, it's my birthday tomorrow. Oh, can I get a birthday blend, please? I can't believe I'm older than Chico na. Sabi niya, quote unquote, older.
Ew.
Not ew. Okay, does Jackie want to join us again?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Ay, ikaw pala una.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Al Macchiato.
Happy birthday
to
greet lang. Ba't ano mo concert? Masyado mo naman kami tinototoo.
Sige, bigyan mo ako 9 million. Magka-concert ako.
Taylor Swift yun.
Kahit sa London. Sige. G.L. Macchiato.
9 million na atays, ganun.
Ay, G.
Oh my gosh, I can't with Jackie. Talagang, ay, grabe.
Nag-audition.
Oo, parang feeling yata sa The Voice siya or ibang level, ah. Gina Buido says, good morning to his wife, Mika. We're also saying hi to Mr. G. Shaw, currently in the Philippines. Sino? May sinasya na Instagram profile. So, who's here?
Tell me.
Wait. Okay.
May meet and greet?
Andreas Wick. W-I-J-K.
Ay. Sino yun? Okay, let's go. Andreas.
W-I-J-K.
Wijika?
Wijika.
Singer and model. Okay.
From Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
The musical. On stage. Interesting. Shout out to you if you're listening. Hello to Ron Kevin. Good morning to your son, Nico. They listen every day though on the way to school. And he wants to visit us one time. Please do.
Yes,
you're so cute. He's such a cutie. He sent a photo. Like a little kid with glasses. Adorable.
Remember the two boys?
Yeah.
Named after the survivor.
I remember. Si Aris and Vidas.
Vidas, yeah.
Yeah. What age did you start wearing glasses?
Oh, like grade one.
Grade one,
yeah. But my eyes were bad even before that. It was actually one of my teachers who told my parents that she thinks that my eyesight is bad.
Oh, yeah. Kasi were you squinting?
I was squinting and she said, parang she was telling them na pag magre-recitation, na read sa blackboard, pupunta ako sa harap.
Okay.
To be able to read it. Because I can't read from where I was sitting. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I didn't know. I mean, even when you're a kid, you don't know. Na, akala mo that's how the world looks like.
Yeah.
I literally had those. Did you see those, like, on X, yung mga videos na child sees color for the first time.
Or,
ganun yung literal na experience ko. When they made glasses, I was like, what are glasses? Why am I wearing them? And then when I wore it, and I was like, ang ganda ng world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks like, I didn't realize that the world was so clear. That everything had a defined line. I thought everything was blurred.
Can I tell you my story?
Yeah.
Of when I started?
Mm-hmm.
I started in the fourth grade.
Okay.
Pero walang grado. Wait lang. Let me explain myself.
Like the poser that she is. Like
kasi,
pick me
wait
girl.
Wait lang.
Alam mo Kendall Jenner.
Okay, let me explain. I was a transferee.
Okay.
In the fourth grade. And of course, parang I just wanted to change up my look. Kasi parang, oh, new school. You know, fresh start. Okay, maybe I'll do glasses this year.
Okay.
So, so I made it like a personality trait. I started wearing them. And I wore them every day in the fourth grade. To be fair naman. Kasi, yeah, factor yung parang to intimidate them. Na parang,
yeah.
Kasi parang when you have glasses, you
parang
appear
you're so
very
smart.
I did finish at the top of the class. Pero alam mo lang yung parang nahilo na rin ako nung fifth grade. I dropped the act. So, wala na akong glasses nung fifth grade. And then, by the time I got to like college, that was when I started wearing actual glasses na may grado. Pero the truth was, high school pa lang, malabo na yung mata ko. I was such a squinter. Like, every day I would squint. I have a difficult time. Tapos yung lalapit ako sa blackboard at times just so I could read what was written.
Right.
Kasi hindi ko siya makita. So, alam mo yung faker ako, nagsimula. Tapos nung totoo na,
ayoko na.
Oo, so I never told my parents na parang I was kind of struggling because I couldn't see what was on the board, ganyan.
I was very advanced. I wore glasses grade 1. I wore contacts grade 3.
I can't imagine a kid wearing contacts.
Believe it or not, my optometrist was saying, as far as he knew, I was the youngest at the time.
Contacts
na alam niya na nagko-contacts. And at the time, bago pa lang yung soft contact lenses. Because remember, it used to be hard contacts. Yung maliit talaga, tapos para siyang glass.
Oh, wow.
Bagong-bago yung technology nung soft lenses. And I was one of the first to try it.
So, kailan ba na-start yung soft?
2020, mga 2012.
Parang hindi accurate yung timeline eh.
Parang mga 2012. Mga 20.
Ito, soft contact lens history.
Siyempre, I'm talking Philippines, ha? Siyempre, hindi naman yung kung kailan siya na-invento sa world. Sa Philippines.
So, it was invented in 1959.
Oh, siyempre. Hindi pa... Yung widely used.
Who is the father of soft contact lenses? Chico Garcia!
Oh my gosh! Yeah!
The Otto Wichterl? Pero in 1971, this brand, Bausch and Lomb Inc., brought the technology of soft contact lenses to the world. Ito yung, I guess, naging
yung
widely distributed na. 1971.
Okay.
So if this happened in 1971, I'm sure in the Philippines, it probably arrived.
Remember, there was a time, I'm sure the younger kids now don't realize this, movies used to take months. Months! Before siya lalabas dito.
Pero ito, kung 1971 siya nag-start mag-circulate around the world, so you're telling me dumating siya sa Philippines mga 30 years later?
Mga ganon.
Mga 2001. Natagalan.
Alam mo, OA mo naman, 90s.
Yeah. We're really going with this narrative.
90s. Tapos I was like, because I needed it na for work.
Uh-oh.
So sabi ko, like, as a child,
uh-huh,
as a child laborer,
uh-huh,
sabi ko, I might need glasses for my pager. As a child.
What did you call me kanina? A frog? Ito na naman si Potpot at si Ketket.
Si Potpot at si Ketket.
Broadcasting live from Strata 2000.
It's the Potpot and Ketket show.
What frauds! I can't, my goodness. Kairita. Pero ano, ang aga mo ng contacts?
Ang
no,
aga.
Because I know like full-grown adults who have a hard time wearing contact lenses. Ako kasi now, my gosh, I can do it without a mirror. I can do it. I can do it.
Duh.
As in any...
whole life.
Under any circumstance at this point. Pero when I was... like in college when I started to wear contacts, I do remember hirap na hirap din ako.
Alam mo ba yung OG meron pa siyang don't know what you even you call it. Pangkabet. So like it looks like
yung
are you familiar?
Soft na ano?
Are you familiar with a golf tee?
Yes. No.
Ganon. Para siyang stick na merong...
Na may dulos na soft.
Parang cup?
Yeah.
Dun sa
they
dulo.
Have those now still. And nauso ulit siya because of long nails. Kasi diba uso ngayon yung parang coffin
right.
nails. Yung claw-like
right.
nails.
So, ang gagawin
how
mo,
can you do
papatong
that?
Mo yung contact lens dun sa cup.
Uh-huh.
It's and in the shape of the contact lens.
Yeah.
And then that's what you use to put it in your eyeball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And oh I remember, gosh. I still remember. It was, I guess, such a core memory that I do remember how my doctor taught me. It'll start out, siya yung maglalagay. Lalagay niya yung contacts, di ba? Tapos pag nakakabit na, sabi niya, okay, touch your eye. With your finger.
Okay.
Kasi nga meron, and kasi sabi niya, it's the first instinct that we have to fight. Kasi
like,
nga,
you don't want to poke your eye.
Everything yeah. tells us not to poke our
yeah,
eye, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not to touch our eye. So there's an inborn fear of touching your eye. So yun yung first exercise.
Mm.
Like, okay, you're wearing your contacts. Even if you touch your eye, you're not going to feel it.
Mm.
O sige, hawakan mo yung mata mo. Tapos touch mo.
Wow!
O sige, hawakan mo ulit. Ngayon, try to take it out using your forefinger and your thumb.
Mm.
Like, you're picking up, like, for example, you're picking up a piece of paper. Ganon talaga, like, step by step. As antagal, kasi nga, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Imagine mo grade 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took a while and he was, like, so proud of you. Because, yun nga, like,
yeah,
I was the
it.
Youngest at the time.
And I remember, like, when I started wearing contacts, sobra kong paranoid na. Kasi diba, they would teach you, of course, na you have to make sure your hands are clean.
Oh, yeah.
Wash your hands. But my gosh, now as an adult, alam mo yung wala nang ganun-ganun. Like, kunyari, naantok na ako. I'm about to fall asleep. And I need to, like, take out my contact. Wala na akong pake.
I just use
alcohol. Minsan, nag-alcohol ako. Tapos alam mo yung hindi pa natutuyo, nag-fully absorb yung alcohol. Tapos napoko yung mata. So, ang hapde. Ganon. Sometimes that happens to me.
I'm not.
You're still very paranoid.
How many years have I been wearing contacts? I still can't touch my contacts without washing my hands.
I can do it.
It's crazy.
I can do it.
But you know my OCD.
Yeah. Yeah.
OCD,
that's true.
Right?
Oh my gosh. But yes. Grabe no. Ang hassle talaga pag malabo mata. The things we have to do.
Oh, remind me. I have kwento for you. You have to remind me
okay,
after.
Okay. About
pero,
mata?
Yes. Basta sabi mo mata kwento. I can't say it on air kasi basta.
Sige.
You'll find
70-70, good morning. Pag nagsabay boses ni na Chico at Jackie sa song, takbuhan na palabas.
Ay, matakot kayo.
Kabahan na tayong lahat. Farmer Sanchez says, good morning. Also, Butter Baby says, nung mga 6 years old ako, naka-contacts na yung ninang ko, sabi ni Butter Baby.
Okay. Wait, 16 years old yung ninang?
Hindi, 6 si Butter Baby.
Ah,
6.
Oh, yeah. Because my sister, my late sister, was already wearing hard lenses when I started glasses. So, very familiar ako with contacts.
I don't think I've ever seen
yung
tapos, OG lenses.
You know how they removed it? Pag hard lens ka.
How?
Hindi mo siya dinadukot. You kind of like, alam mo yung pag gusto mong gawing singkit yung mata mo, you pull the side of your eye.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. That's all they do. They just go.
And then it pops
pull
out?
It pops out. So
alam mo,
it.
You can actually do that with soft contacts still. Kasi ang daming ganyang tutorial on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because nga people have long nails and, you know, they have a difficult time taking out the contacts or like putting them on.
Yeah.
Pero yun, they say na, pull your eye sa corner and then blink.
Oh, I kind of,
and
yeah.
It should pop out.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. I mean, I tried it. Yeah, it worked naman. Pero, nothing like using your two fingers to, you know, remove your contacts.
Yeah.
Last few, hello to Juday. And Advent Choi says, may plema na naman yung bata.
Sino?
Si Jackie. Sino pa ba may plema dito? Parang, it's Jackie. Nasusumbutan ako when I don't check exes. So, pag wala si Marky. So, check natin. Baka may bago. Aaron Greyjoy says, good morning. Edward Villona and also Atom says, shout out to our boss, Neb of NBC on his 50th birthday today. It's his 50th birthday today. Can you do a birthday blend kahit dalawa lang kayo? Gusto mo, tatlo kami.
Tatlo?
Oo. First one, extra.
Kapalit ni Marky kasi si Jackie.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday! Anong pangalan?
Neb.
Neb. Happy birthday to you.
Napagod. Napagod yun.
Napagod siya.
Yun. Akala ko. Nag-all out kasi siya kanina.
May style pa.
Oo. So, ano, variation. May
jazzy,
variation.
Ano siya, jazzy streak.
Parang biglang, yun.
Di ba meron ano? Sino nga ba yung kinikwento ng friend ko? May napanood siya when we were young na one of the popular singers from way, way back. May mga sinauna na singers. May napanood siyang footage na kumakanta siya. Give me a song na super high yung last note. Yung parang like...
Oh my gosh.
Just give me a random song na mataas yung like... kunyari yung... kunyari, happy birthday to... you! Kunyari ganun, di ba? Sa ano niya, ginawa niya parang like, happy birthday to you. Kasi hindi na niya maabot.
Para-paraan.
And apparently, that's her style.
And yung then parang, siguro parang it worked, so inulit, ginawa na niyang signature thing.
Tapos parang yung gagawin niyang shtick na, when in fact, hindi lang niya abot, pero gagawin niya yon na parang like, as if parang pa-cute.
Like,
you.
I like that.
So, gagawin niya spoken word pag hindi na niya kaya.
Style yan, style. So, si Jackie, basically, ganun yung
ginawa. Oh, yeah.
Genshin Impacto and Melai Supergirl, good morning, and that's it for greets.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, Nico Jose, my sister, would, because that's his mom. For the longest time, naka-hard lens yung ate ko. And nag-switch lang siya when she didn't have a choice. Kasi, naging obsolete na yung hard lens. Like now, you can't buy hard lens even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like they don't make it anymore. Mm-hmm. I guess it's infinitely safer, yung soft lens.
Yeah.
Na they don't need to have a hard version anymore. Kaya lang siya nag-switch. Kumbaga napilitan. Pero
I
as a soft contacts wearer, I can't imagine choosing hard lens over soft lens. Pero I guess kung yun yung kinagisnan mo,
Yun yung comfortable to, I guess.
And I remember before, walang kaso if malaglag mo. Kasi
yung hard lens.
Hindi kasi nga, parang like, you can clean it with water, which you can't do with soft lens.
Kailangan solution.
Kailangan salty,
they
diba?
They specifically tell you not to use water.
Titigas na yan, diba? With a hard lens, you could just get it from the tap. Clean it, put it back in your eye.
Damn.
Mas OG talaga yung hard lens.
Pero nakakatakot na ipagay.
Saka liit. I remember my sister would always like, when it pops out, like we would be on the floor. Like,
looking for it.
Tapos yung, nobody move! Kasi pag natapakan mo yun,
durog, as opposed
to soft lens, malulukot lang ng konti, but gets.
But it's also
soft.
So difficult when you drop your soft lenses. Alam mo yung, consider it lost. Ako ganun eh. Minsan. Kaya may spare ako lagi na ready in case something like that happens.
My favorite contact lens story of all time. We were swimming. We had a swimming pool in our old house. So I was swimming with a kapitbahay namin.
Okay.
Hindi ko siya friend. But for some reason, maybe they...
Nakiswim.
Nakapaglaro kami, ganyan. And then nag-swim kami. And then nagharutan kami. Natanggal yung contacts ko. In the water.
Uh-huh.
In the pool. And I was like, gave him my goggles and I'm like, kasalanan mo yan, hanapin mo. Nahanap niya.
How?
In a swimming pool.
How?
I have no idea.
Clear contacts pa yon.
Clear, hello. Kahit nga sa floor, hindi mo yun mahanap eh. In a 3D ano pa, kasi pwedeng nasa taas, nasa baba.
Paano niya nahanap?
He was just swimming around. He was looking for it. And it didn't even take long. It was like, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes. Tapos sabi niya, ito ba? And was like, fish!
Pero magagamit po ba yun if it already...
I don't remember the rest. Ang naalala ko lang is I was just gooped. that somebody actually found
like
my
when you told him
letter.
To look for it.
Obviously, I was
obviously
joking.
You had you know you didn't think he would find it.
He would never find it.
How did he? That's
asa likot-likot pa ng tubig, di ba?
Wild.
Like, it was wild. I couldn't believe
that happened.
That our neighbor's son actually found it.
Ganon kalupit yung pagsabi mo. Ganon ganon takot yung
hindi naman.
Ano? Ganon yung takot niya.
Niya
when you said kasalanan mo.
Hanapin mo yun.
My God.
But my gosh, like, nahanap niya.
What were the odds?
I don't know. It was
damn.
So weird. Grabe, ang galing. As in, promise. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 inspired by a tweet from Infamous Pen. Thank you, even though technically, hindi man ko nagsuggest. Hashtag,
we don't know her.
We don't know her. Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. Let's start off with Juice Black.
Number 10.
Oh, this is a classic. Me. Ma, nakita mo po ba yung AirPods ko? The nanay goes, saan mo ba kasi nilagay? I do get this though.
I think...
Yung parang, siguro what she's... She, obviously, you don't know where it is, right? But I guess what she's trying to ask is...
When did you last see it?
When did you last use it?
Or where do you usually put it?
Yes.
Baka yun. And also with moms kasi... Parang kailangan lang may sabihin sila about it. But they will most likely find it.
Yeah.
Because they're usually the experts sa bahay.
Exactly.
Sila yung magically na feeling mo wala ng pag-asang mahanap, mahahanap nila.
Well, that,
I remember that used to happen to me all the time.
That, and sila kasi yung nagligpit.
Yun.
So,
yun.
Obviously, pag hindi ko yung nagligpit, and hindi siya niligpit dun sa usual place, mm-hmm. obviously, you will not be able to find it, right? So, you will ask your mom, kita niyo yung ano, meaning not so much nakita or it's just a more polite
like,
way of saying
where did you put it?
Where did you put it? But of course, that's your mom. So you
yeah.
can't like, be like, where did I put my hand? It has to be like, ma, nakita niyo ba yan?
Galing pa naman ako kay mama. Kala ko may superpower siya. Tapos ngayon na-realize ko, oo nga kasi nga, I usually leave my room
yeah.
in a like, grabe, like state of chaos.
Calamity.
Calamity levels yung kalat ko when I leave the house. Like every day. Every day when I need to leave for school. Kasi syempre, usually mamadali ka na, diba? Well, in my case. Usually yeah. nagmamadali ako. So, ang gulo talaga, like, yung meron pa ako yung clothes na parang, ito yung isusuot ko dapat. And then I would change my mind and be like, oh, hindi, I'd rather wear this. Kaya, so, may mga clothes, may mga gamit. Ganun. And every day, I would come home and my room would be clean. And
clean.
Like, you know, mess-free. Tapos yun nga, kasi nga siya yung nagtatabi, kaya lahat ng hanapin ko, alam niya.
Ano kaya, no? Parang in the far future, when you're both old and gray, aaminin ni Tita Baby na, actually, sinasadya ko, tinatago ko talaga yung mga gamit. para mag matuto ka.
Para madala. Para mag-inis-inis ka naman.
Oh,
gosh.
And from Designer Dad.
Number 9.
Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. Me. Nasend mo na sa supplier yung raw file. My junior. Down po yung internet kahapon, boss.
So, no.
So, no. The answer was actually no.
Kasi parang...
Alam mo yung inuna mo yung excuse
kasi
bago
the thing
yung no.
is, when when it's like your boss, right? Parang you don't ever want to tell them, I failed.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You answered it by giving your excuse first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Na parang there's a valid reason why yeah. I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah. Not even no, but hindi. It's more like no. down po yung internet
parang,
kahapon.
I mean, I would have, but wala
yeah,
internet.
Not my fault.
Oh, very bad.
And from JP Losopo.
Number 8.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me. Uy, nakabihis ha. Saan ang punta? Person 1. Malapit lang. Tinanong ko kung malayo o malapit. Di ba ang tanong ko saan?
Malapit lang. So do you mean the other room? Do you mean next door?
One step away?
Sa kabilang kanto? Kasi parang ang daming meaning nung malapit lang.
Nung malapit lang.
Oo. Oh.
And from the Super James.
Number 7.
Friend goes, anong oras na? I answer, oras na para bumili ka ng sarili mong relo. This is so
that
old.
Was like, oh, I was this just gonna
like
say.
70s,
that
80s
was like,
thing.
No, even in the 90s, I feel like
really?
People would still
diba?
Do that, would still say that.
Oras na para bumili ka ng sarili mong relo. I can't. I really can't.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Tell me how old you are without telling me how old
right?
you are.
This is very, ano, this is very... Di ba ito top 10?
Ang kulit eh. Ito kasi, shut up ka na.
Kinausap ang sarili.
Hindi, yung ano. Yung, si DJ Tom.
Si DJ Tom. And from Tampupu.
Number 6.
Nakakairita to. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me. Anong gusto mong kainin? Japanese or Italian? Jowa answers, sige. So ano nga?
One or the other. Feeling ko pag sige, either.
Yes, I think that's what they meant. Uh-oh. Pero when you go like, ano mas gusto mo? Japanese or Italian?
Sige. Oh, this reminds me of when I was like, when I was dating this like rapper. This rapper. Tapos ano mo yun, I would have a hard time sometimes understanding yung the way he would say stuff kasi may para siyang natural slur.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Imagine mo na lang. Ganun.
Si Elvis ba yun?
Alam ko pa rapper.
Ex mo ba si Elvis? I don't know.
Nakain na tayo. Ano bang gusto mo? Hindi. Kasi may... May accent kasi siya. So, super hip, obviously, very hip-hop. Tapos parang Phil-Am, ganyan. So, parang... ganun siya. And nasa parang... We were, I think we had dinner. So, we were on the way to the car. So, nasa parking. Tapos alam mo yung pag-basement, di ba? Parang medyo may... mahirap makadinig. Yeah. Siguro may ibang maingay or whatever. So, I was like, hmm? What? Kasi alam mo yung pag kasi, di ba, once, on, ha? Pag pangalawa, what? Tapos pag pangatlo, ayaw mo na.
Nahiya ka na.
Nakakahiya na. Yung parang, yeah. Ano ba? Hindi mo pa ba maintindihan? Eh parang, hindi ko talaga maintindihan. So I was just like, yeah? And he was like, alam mo yung mukha niya, yung parang hindi siya answerable by yes, by yes or no. No. So ako, nag-aala-chamba lang din ako ng sagot. And then he was like, no. Parang, tapos in-explain niya yung tinatanong. Pero parang, if I remember correctly, hindi ko pa rin naiintindihan.
Hindi mo naiintindihan yung explanation niya.
I'm telling you, I could barely understand him like the whole time that, you know, we'd have conversations. Mas nakilala ko pa siya through texting, okay?
Kasi at least kasi it's spelled out. Yung,
whenever we'd message each other, obviously, kita mo yung words, pero pag like, as in person, whenever we'd go out, yung ako talaga parang, my gosh, the struggle. Talagang, I was like, ano daw? Tapos parang, oh my God, naiiyak na ako. Alam mo yung nasa point na parang, eh, tutuloy pa ba natin to? Yeah. Kasi hindi kita maintindihan.
Parang oh ano, God. Favorite Ogi story ko. Kinikwento ng friends ko na they were like in a plane. On the, parang kundira na days pa yata to. Tapos, tinanong siya ng flight attendant. So, meal time na.
Mm.
So, di ba tatanong nga sa'yo kung ano yung preferred mo? So, ang tanong sa kanya, beef or pork? I mean, beef or pork?
Yeah.
Pero ganun daw yung pagkakasabi ng flight attendant. Beef or pork? Excuse me? Beef or pork? Sorry? Beef or pork? Okay.
So, yan, ganun, di ba?
Kasi parang ganun-ganun, yung nahihiya ka na ano pa to? Like,
di ba parang ginawa na niya lahat
mo na, di ba?
Ano eh, ma-express sa'yo ng malinaw eh. Kasi hindi mo talaga rin, ma-pick up eh.
Uh-oh.
Tapos parang nakakahiya kasi parang feeling mo baka isipin ang slow mo.
Right?
Or, basta ganon, na baka i-judge ka. So, ay nako, it was so difficult. Anyway, going back to oras na para bumili ka ng sarili mong ano, merong si Nancy Juice Black na medyo, di ko kinaya.
Mm.
Sige, tanongin mo ako kung anong oras na.
Anong oras na?
Alas buto bago mag-alas pala. Time. Na natinig mo yung linya.
Tsaka ito. This only works pag wala kang relo. Kasi titingin ka dun sa wrist mo na walang relo. Tapos sasabihin mo, paano ulit? Alas?
Alas buto bago mag-alas bala. I can't.
Ang luma.
I cannot. Grabe.
Ang luma.
I don't remember ever hearing that. Pero familiar ako dun sa lalo.
Alam ko ano para. Like, alas buto para alas balat. Basta parang ganun. May ganun ka pa yan.
Pero alam ko yung alas buto, alas balat. Parang,
yeah.
May memory ako of it. But like, barely.
Right?
Alas buto bago mag-alas balat.
Saka actually, the whole alas, no? Parang I don't remember like, oh, alas tres na.
Hindi naman. Meron pa rin.
No. I mean, like you. Like, do you ever say alas
oh, not really.
Diba, right?
Like, eight o'clock.
Even if completely Tagalog yung sentence mo, diba parang like, oh, no, sorry, makikita. Oh, mga three.
Diba, like, yeah, you just get the
alas
number.
Tres,
yeah, diba, yeah. Oh my God. Sabi din ni Catherine, ang classic nung alas but, diba? Si Juice Black, naalala pa yun.
Alas buto. Wild. Para, ayun, alam mo, para nga yata. Para,
bago daw, sabi din ni Catherine.
Bago
eh.
Ba?
Oo. Sabi bago naman ni Kitty Kuting, I think it goes, menos buto para maging
yeah.
Balat.
Opa, yun, parang ganun. Parang menos buto para...
Hindi, alam ko yung alas buto.
Pero alam ko may para eh. Parang para alas.
Oh my God.
I don't know, whatever.
But I cannot. OG.
And for Maxim the Winter.
Number five.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Friend. Oh, ano na naman yung binili mo? Me. Mura lang to. Hindi naman yung tatanok magkano. Pero alam mo yung, kasi nga inuunahan mo na.
Nahihiya ka na eh. Parang may guilt.
At saka you know, the reason they're asking is because
you buy gastos, everything.
Gastos oh. Mo na naman. Okay, hello to Alexander. Listening live regarding sa topic
hello.
Na anong oras na. Madalas kong sagot, alas medya bago mag-quarterly.
So, oh my God.
So, I guess, kanya-kanyang piloso kong sagot.
Visit.
From Anti-Sedulous.
Number four.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. HRD. How much is your expected salary? This is for a job interview. Me. Whatever is fair in the market, taking my extensive experience into consideration.
Jeez.
Sana nagbigay ka na
no,
amount.
I can't.
You know, like a lot of people feel like ang yabang kasi. But they're literally asking you how much is your expected salary. So you have to give them an amount.
Sabi ni Elmer, ka-era nung kotseng kuba pentong piece yung alas buto bago mag-alas balat.
Ay, kami pendong kalas, hindi pendong peace.
Ay, pendong peace yung alam ko.
Ay, pendong kalas. Pag nakita ka ng kalbo.
Parang never ko
or, like Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Pag nakita ka ng Volkswagen Beetle or a kalbo person, hahampasin mo yung ulo nung kasama mo. Tapos sabi mo, pendong kalas, tapos magpipisign ka. Pag nakapisign
ka,
hindi ka pwedeng pendong and back.
I swear.
Pendong kalas, tapos nakapisign ka.
I cannot with the things that we used to amuse ourselves with.
As kids.
Like as children.
I hated that pendong thing. Because I'm not very conscious about seeing like bald people. But obviously everyone around me, unahan ng hampasan. Ako lagi nahahampas sa ulo.
Ganun gagawin mo pag tumaan si Rico tapos pinendong or si DJ Tom.
Oo nga, no? Just...
Ay, pendungin natin si Marky! Pagdamaan yung dalawa!
Hey.
Oh, you can do that.
And from Genshin Impacto.
Number three!
One time, my friend asked me, magkano pa pera mo dyan? And I answered, kulang na.
Kung may bala ka
na
magpalibre like, or mangutang,
whatever it is,
hindi na
aabot. Kulang na.
Oh,
kulang
wala na. Wale.
Trust.
The answer is no.
Yes. And very similar to that from Queen of Deadma.
Number two.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Friend asked me, magkano bili mo dyan? Sagot ko, di mo afford.
Don't even try. Don't even look for it.
I know how much you have in your account. Hindi mo afford.
Or Or minsan kahit afford nila. Just to discourage yung panggagaya. Because, you know, minsan may mga tao na they don't want to have the same stuff.
Or minsan di naman sa minamata mo sila, but it's more like you want to control their spending.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Alam mo yung parang like, oh, ito ka na naman nila. At na makita mo maganda, kailangan bibilin mo. It's not so much na ginagaya ka, but more like, hoy, mag-ipon ka na.
I wish I had friends na ganyan.
Right.
Hindi yung, ikaw pa yung ibubudol na, ay, tingnan mo tong kulay na itong uwala na to. Right? Ay, may bagong labas sa Beyond the
Ay,
nako. If you know, you know.
Alam ko na yan. Mm-hmm. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
a friend once asked me, may boyfriend ka na? Yung sagot ko, may jowa.
Oh, what does that mean? Bakit iba ba yung jowa sa boyfriend?
Eh, kung hindi nga boyfriend yung jowa mo.
Now but it makes sense.
May jowa.
Yun na yun.
Yun na yun, diba?
There's your answer.
Exactly. Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot.
May girlfriend ka na.
May may ano, significant
may,
other.
Yan.
May S.O.
May S.O.
Pwede rin.
There you go.
There you go. So, if you've got entries, send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sinagot, pero hindi sinagot in all your posts.
For now, though, more music on the monster.
TMR Top 10. The morning rush. Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
More greets from X at RX 931. Good morning to Mila. And also, Coco Nandez says, happy birthday, Mrs. Chiotto.
Oh, yes.
Carl says, good morning. And he sent us some tea. Apparently, new hero series and development from series creator Tim Kring. I was such a hero's girly. Hayden Panettiere.
Really?
Yes. Milo Ventimiglia. Oh my gosh. I loved Heroes back in the day.
I tried watching it. Because this is up my alley, right? Because I love superheroes.
Yeah.
Parang after two episodes, alam mo yun, siguro, I don't know, maybe I wasn't in the mood.
Feeling ko,
hindi ko siya tinuloy.
Try mo siya to watch today.
I know, right?
Because I feel like, baka lang hindi mo na-hit yung part nga na you can't stop watching it na. Because I remember, I was really into this. Season one, especially.
Another one of those iconic shows that I never got to get into. Pero mas nakalayo naman ako, Lost.
Oh, that one I never...
I was able to watch more episodes.
I never
pero hindi ko rin natapos.
Really watched it when it was like ongoing. But I do remember giving it a try. Like, you know, years later. Na-enjoy ko naman siya. Pero ganun din. Parang I really didn't finish it. But like, whatever I watched, I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Hindi ko lang siya. Wala lang sense of urgency na siguro din saka for me to continue. Kasi yun. Alam ko na it's done. And I can just go back to it anytime.
Well, ako naman it's more of like... Diba, like, what makes a show your favorite is you want to see what happens to them.
Yeah.
Because you care about them. Maybe it's that. Siguro I didn't watch long enough for me to be invested.
Yeah.
In the character's future.
Oh my gosh! Sinerch ko yun. Nakalimutan ko yung name ng crush ko sa hero. Si Nathan Petrelli!
Oh.
The brother of Milo Ventimiglia's character.
Okay.
Si Peter. Diba siya si Peter Petrelli? Si Nathan yung gusto ko. Si Adrian Pasdor, that's the name of the actor.
Yan yung ano eh, isa pa na I never got into, 24.
I never watched
which
that.
Everyone loves,
Kiefer
right?
Sutherland,
Kiefer
right?
Sutherland. Ito yung mga, I think ito yung I mga was, iconic magkakasabay I na
feel
shows.
Like I was a little young for that type of show when it was like a hit.
Yeah.
Hindi pa ako mahilig sa mga ganyang parang action. when I was younger talaga, hindi ako mahilig sa action. But yeah, my parents, super into mga ganong type of ano, shows.
Yeah.
So you never got into 24?
No. Yan yung mga magkakasabay na
Homeland, everyone, then you never got
no,
into?
No, I never got
oh
into.
Oh my gosh, one of my
I
favorites.
Don't know, maybe that was one of my era na... Kasi minsan rin ang hirap pag yung free TV, yung pre-streaming. Mm. Alam mo yung...
You have to be home at a certain time so you can catch
yeah.
it.
And that was probably around the time that I was super busy na with radio, with my career. Yung parang I can't really like make sure I'm at home Wednesday 8:30 to watch
it on
TV.
Hindi na yun ano? Hindi na free TV yung mga Homeland. Ano na yun?
No, I mean like yung mga Heroes.
Streaming na yun.
Hindi pa streaming yun.
Hindi, Heroes. Ano siya?
Heroes hindi pa.
DVD.
Ay, yun. Kung ma-DVD ka. Hindi rin ako ma-DVD. Hindi ako ma-DVD. So, either I get to watch it on like, di ba usually mga yan? Studio 23.
Yeah.
So, either I watch it there or I don't.
Okay.
So, kaya nga like a lot of it, remember I told you, even the ones that I really want to watch, like for example, The Walking Dead, True Blood, I want to watch them now that it's available on streaming.
Like all seasons.
I just don't have the time, but
yeah.
given the time, I probably would.
Ang pinapanood ko sa Studio 23, I remember The O.C. and One Tree Hill, and of course, Gossip Girl, etc. Anyway, mga CW favorites. Ano din? TVD, The Vampire Diaries.
Super maano ko. Super ma Studio 23 ako before.
Same.
Like, babad na babad ako sa Studio 23.
Hello? I mean, my UAAP era was on Studio 23.
Tsaka, mainly because Survivor was on Studio 23.
Pero di ba nagkaroon ng phase na parang nalipat sila sa Second Half?
Second Half?
Yeah. Something.
Parang ganun. Oh, magkamaganak yun
na,
eh. Parang,
anyway.
Ellen, I used to watch it on Second Half.
Actually, Studio wait, 23? Nalito na ako. Hindi yata Studio 23 yung TVD. ETC ata. ETC
yun pa.
ETC na yung TVD. Oo. Yeah. Pero nandun yung mga CW shows. Alam mo yun? Yung mga teen shows talaga.
Yan ang never ako nag-got.
Wait, ETC din ba
yung mga teen shows?
Now I'm confused.
Mga Gilmore Girls. Mga,
and then, never okay, ito sure ako na Studio 23. Charmed.
Yes.
Because I watched it, I remember when I was younger. Tapos, Dawson's Creek also was on Studio 23. Parang yung ETC siya yung sumunod sa Studio 23.
Oh, nga.
Mas like later, ano siya, era.
Version.
Yeah. Hello to my friend JP Soriano.
Hello,
from
good morning.
News. And JP says, tuned in now with my cameraman, Nick, Fred, and Mervin. Hello, Chico. And JP says... yes, Studio 23, kabarkada mo. NCAA era niya yan.
Yes.
Kasi when I was doing UAAP, he was on NCAA. Hello to Juday. Shout out to Althea and Alistair. Ronaldo Quino, Lilo Boy. Let's see who else is here. We have Butter Baby who says... pero ETC, hindi free TV. Pag may cable lang yun.
Cable siya.
Yeah. I remember. Hello to Nedge. Inaabangan niya daw yung Smallville at Kyle XY.
Oh, yung walang pusod.
Si
Kyle XY.
I never watched it.
Wala siyang belly button. Kasi parang ano siya, di ba? I never watched it too. Basta alam ko lang wala siyang belly button.
Huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kyle, may nag-post lang. Nakita ko na to last night. Somebody, I think on Instagram or TikTok posted. Parang, you know what? I know like 10 or more people named Kyle. But I just realized, I don't know anyone famous named Kyle. Like, can anyone name a famous person named Kyle?
Kyle
if you're
Chandler.
Kyle and you're famous, can you please, like, comment
Kyle
on
McLaughlin.
This
Kyle McLaughlin.
He commented.
Oh.
See, Kyle, nag-comment siya. Hello. So cool.
Oh my God.
So cool.
Yeah, Kyle Chandler, Kyle McLaughlin.
Ako nga Kyle Korver, naisip ko eh.
Kyle Minogue.
Kyle Jenner.
Kyle Jenner.
Ang daming ganong sagot dun sa Insta niya.
Oh, di ba?
Well, Kyle Richards from...
Oh, Kyle Housewives. Richards.
Yeah. Sino si Kyle Chandler ulit?
Kasi
kilala ko si Kyle McLaughlin.
Friday
Sex
Night
in
Lights.
The City. Oh, that guy. Yung parang chinito na white
na
guy.
Na white guy.
Yes.
Tsaka yung, ano, yung may dyaryo siya na...
Nakitan ka ba dun?
Sabi Nino.
In general, do you think he's an attractive person?
Yeah. It kicked in all those years. Anong sabi ni Nino?
Sabi ni Nino?
Sino nagsabi sa'yo?
Pa paano mo alam?
Oh, gag na Mark yun. Sabi ko, secret lang na.
Kyle Chandler or Kyle MacLachlan?
Ay, wag ganun.
I would think Chandler. Ay, kasi parang older si MacLachlan.
Ay, hindi. Ay, ano mo at their peak? Obviously.
Ano, can't, ano like... bang peak niya? Kasi kinala ko na siya from Desperate Housewives and Sex and the City as
Trey. Hindi, siguro nga Kyle Chandler, maybe. The, ano, yung meron siyang newspaper that tells you, that tells him what
early
will happen.
Early edition.
Early edition.
Studio
23
din ata yun eh.
Yan, siya yun.
Wait.
Doon siya una.
Si Kyle Korver, kilala mo?
Si Kyle?
Eh, type mo.
Ano?
NBA player. Kyle Korver with a K.
Both with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle Korver. Kayla.
Kayla. Kayla
si
K-K.
Kyle Korver.
Okay. Wala lang. Ang cute lang na nag-comment si Kyle MacLachlan. Siya lang yung famous Aww. Kyle na nakita ko sa comment section. But yeah, adorable. Hello to, let's see. Oh, Butter Baby says, yes, early edition si Kyle Chandler. Kyle Echari. Pero taga-Philippines. We interviewed him.
Oh! Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hello to Mitch, and also what's up to Avery. Maxim the Winter says, basta kami, nagbabatukan lang bigla. Walang rules. Walang pendong-pendong.
Ay, hindi. May pendong. Walang, ang hirap naman, pag walang pendong, tapos hinampas ka lang, eh, hampasin mo rin.
Walang
away na yun.
Dun.
Oo.
You know, says, sa ETC din ako nanonood ng American Idol nung season pa ni Jessica Sanchez.
Same.
Sino nga ano yung kinampihan mo nung American Idol finale? Ano, sino nga ano yung ano? Kasi ako, I can confidently tell the world that I rooted for Jessica Sanchez.
I was rooting for Jessica too. Two.
Two. Number two. Siya yung second bet niya after the eventual winner.
Yeah.
Philip Phillips.
I just.
Nasense mo lang na si
I Philip. Backed the right horse.
Backed or...
Stop.
Stop. Enrich says, one moment in time, mataas yung last line.
Ay, oo nga. Pero hindi ko kasi memorize.
Oh, ano yun?
Destiny.
Ano yun?
Yun,
hindi ko na
maalala.
I'm free. Yata yung last line.
Di ba ganun yun? Or something?
Oh, something. Hello to Lisa Camarines. She says, hello, DJs. Also watched Pretty Little Liars on ETC. Me too. And yes, TBD. Hi to Juice Blank. Gusto rin niya ng Hallmark channel aside from Studio 23. Ako din. Diba hili ko sa mga Hallmark movies?
Ugh,
Lifetime movies also. John Paolo says, my favorite Studio 23 era local shows like New Central.
Oh, why is that familiar?
Mary Kaimo and Ria Tanhuatco Trillo. Breakfast, I guessed it on Breakfast a couple times. That was her morning show. Was it with Atom ba? Parang don't remember who was the host. But yeah, I did. I guessed it on that show a couple times.
Okay.
Plugging the upcoming season of the UAAP. Parang ganun. Anyway, wow, throwback. My goodness. Ano din daw? What's up? And Digital Tour.
Oh, I know this.
What's up? Parang yung comedy.
Up,
ano siya,
parang, diba? Oo.
Parang news pero comedy. I kind of remember it. And of course, Seventh Heaven on that channel.
Yun, I never watched that.
Actually, Studio 23 yung nagalit ako kasi tinanggal bigla yung Sunset Beach.
Alam mo, until now, litong-lito talaga ako sa Which is Which, Seventh Heaven, tsaka Party of Five. For some reason, nalilito ako sa
Party of Five. Because I do remember Party of Five, but like, I was really young.
Alin yung may wolf, tas may fox?
Party of Five. Si Scott Wolf and Matthew Fox.
Oh, there you go.
Ang Seventh Heaven, si Barry Watson. From Small... ano nga ba siya? Hindi. Si Barry Watson. Basta. That guy. He was the kuya. Tapos si Jessica Biel.
Yes.
Si Mary. And then si Lucy. I don't remember her name. The actor's name. But I was a Seventh Heaven
Claire
stan.
Danes.
Walang Claire Danes.
Ah, wala pong Claire.
Sa ano, Party of Five, si Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert, there you go.
She was like the kid
so
in Party.
Yeah.
My gosh, throwback! Juday says, pendong tapos ko konyatan. Konyat is also konyat pendong, is, right?
Parang yung ganon.
Yung knuckles.
Oh, parang knuckles.
Sakit yun ah.
Kasi pendong is basically like hampas.
Sabi ni Adventure, I will be free yung lang. Alam ko na. I will be free.
Ano din?
Mataas.
Yung ano, yung this is the moment.
This is the moment.
Oh my gosh. Damn all the odds.
Hello to Juice Black, who says, nanonood ba kayo ng Bikini Open sa channel?
Bikini.
49 Pirate Channel? Tuwing 12? Hindi. Ko alam yan. Tapos may channel daw na Wawaw na may rated R sa cable. Alam mo, I have a... Oh my gosh. Sorry. Tangent. But it took me back to like a particular time na gising ako ng mga 2 or 3 a.m. Tapos tulog na lahat ng tao sa bahay. Nanonood ako sa baba. Doon sa malaking TV. And there was one channel. I think... Hindi ko sure kung yun yung Wawaw. Pero kung Japanese yata yung Wawaw. Parang Chinese to eh. Star Mandarin. Parang ganon.
May palakpak pa siya. Alam mo yung very, very, Star Mandarin. Star Mandarin.
Wait, nakakalimutan ko yung kwento ko. Star Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Or, basta either that or something similar na channel. They were showing this random Chinese movie. And then for some reason, parang na-sense ko na, parang dito normal movie. Parang may mangyayari pa dito na exciting. Oh my gosh, like as in, I guess rated R lang naman. Mm. Pero like may exposure, like the top part, the girl was like topless. Tapos may scene na, as in like, there was a guy like basically, you know, para siyang sanggol na,
uh-oh,
you know.
Uh-oh. Feeding.
And I was like, huh? What is this channel? Ano lang siya, normal cable channel siya. But like, really late. Tapos I remember, hindi yun yung story. Story, at the same time, every night, inaabangan ko yung, kasi baka meron, tapos wala na, hindi na naulit, wala na ulit na ganun. Feeling ko, either, ano man, parang nakalusot, or hindi na-edit, tapos nag-air, tapos baka may nag-report, kaya never nang ulit nangyari. To the point na sa sobrang kakaabang ko doon, napapanaginipan ko pa siya. Na parang, in my, di ba may mga ganun ako, in my dream, parang may bago na daw. Tapos I'd wake up, wala namang bago. Ganun.
That's so weird. I discovered a hack when I was younger. The days na ang TV, pag mag-change ka ng channel, yung may dinob ba?
Wala pang remote.
At saka hindi pa siya digital. You literally have to like change the channel. When the whole Betamax was new, they borrowed Blue Lagoon.
Brooke Shields.
So, alam mo yun, medyo, hindi naman siya rated R. Like, alam mo yung medyo sexy lang siya. But I was not allowed. So, I was like, I want to watch. So, I had to go upstairs. There's a TV upstairs. And then there's a TV downstairs. They were watching downstairs. Meron yung fine tuning. They call it fine tuning. So, kung ito yung knob, meron parang isa pang like naiikot mo sa gitna na ipepress mo. Basta to fine tune the picture. So, yung pinapanood ko medyo malabo. So, pina-fine tune ko. I found out if you fine tune it ng paulit-ulit, lalabas yung pinapanood nila sa baba.
What were they watching? Yung Blue Lagoon.
I was able to watch it from upstairs. Mas malabong version.
But you were able to watch it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Na hindi nila nalaman na nagawa mo.
Oo.
Sneaky.
And it was by accident. Because I was trying to fine tune. Kasi ang labo nung pinapanood ko. So, pag ikot ko, ikot. Biglang naaaninag ko na yung movie sa baba. Tapos I kept on turning it. Tapos pa-clear siya ng pa-clear. And then, ano siya? Like, ma-static siya. Pero you'll see generally what they were watching downstairs.
Oh my God. Bessie Draymond!
Hello!
Good morning!
oh my gosh, after all these years.
Wait lang, pero sabi ni Coco, since you know, you're talking about teen shows, diba? Yung mga ako, TVD, One Tree Hill. Sabi ni Coco, anong teen series mo, Chico? Oh
my gosh.
Sabi niya, may guess kasi siya. Golden Girls.
Shush. Meron akong legit na sagot dyan. Pero kailangan nyo i-google.
Oh, sige, sige, sige. Game, G.
James at 17. That was my favorite teen show.
That.
Yeah,
James
Lance Kerwin was the title of. Was the name of the lead of James. Na Google mo, can I see? Yan yung favorite.
Ano nalagay dito? TV series 1977.
Shush.
To 1978. It didn't last long.
Grabe siya. James at 17. Ay, tama. It started James at 15.
Ah, so, tapos parang
tapos
he grew up.
Tapos parang he grew up. Parang
so, nag-adjust
ng,
yung
ano,
TV show para sa
pero siya
kanya.
Pa rin. Siya pa rin.
Oh.
Naging James at 17. Tama. It started out James at 15.
Did you never get into The Wonder Years?
I did, too.
Because I remember I was so
oh,
into
I love
it.
That.
I watched it on the Disney Channel. Like, they would show reruns of... Kasi diba old, ano na yun? Old
Connie,
show na yun.
Connie ba? What's the name of the girl? The
Winnie.
Pretty girl. Winnie, not Connie.
Oh,
Winnie.
I loved it. Like, I was so addicted to it. I would watch it on the Disney Channel. Tapos, parang hindi kasi kompleto yung napanood ko sa Disney
yeah.
Channel that eventually, I literally looked for the series para malaman ko how it ended. Kasi nga parang medyo... Alam mo yun, pag sa, yun nga, iba talaga yung feeling na pag pinapanood mo lang sa TV
yeah.
Tapos hindi mo controlled kung... May mga episodes ka na na-miss. Minsan pagbalik mo, iba na yung ang layo na nung story. So, yeah, but I love that show. I would still watch it today. I thought it was like just... Everything about it was so nostalgic. Kahit hindi pa naman ako buhay nung... Di ba 70s ba
yeah,
or 80s? Diba
yeah.
Sa ganun? Pero sobra siyang nakakatuwang panoorin.
Madami pa so, yan. Madami show. Pa yan. I don't even know...
Pero sino ka daw sa Golden Girl? Sabi ni Coco. Si Blanche or si...
No. I'm so B. Arthur. Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm such a Dorothy.
I have a confession. I have never seen an episode of The Golden Girls. But I want to.
I am such a Dorothy.
Sino si Dorothy? Kasi diba si Blanche pa yung ano, malandi.
Oo.
Si Samantha.
Samantha, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Si Dorothy, Miranda. Kung
parang
ganon.
Parang ganon. Very sarcastic.
Sino yung grumpy?
Well, grumpy si Sophia. Si Sophia.
Sino si Betty White?
She's parang dumb blonde. Parang Charlotte.
Parang bimbo-ish.
Parang Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Parang pinaka-Charlotte.
Oh. You know what? I should watch an episode.
So parang ang wala lang equivalent, si Carrie. Walang Carrie. Kasi parang, Sophia is the, lahat sila, di ba, same age.
Ilan ba sila? Di ba tatlo lang sila?
Four.
Ah, four pala.
Si Sophia is Dorothy's mom. So ang magkakaedad,
okay.
So, allegedly,
okay.
I mean, supposedly, in the plot, ang magkakaedad, si Dorothy, si Blanche, at saka si, ano pa ni Betty White dun? Saka si something. Basta si Betty White. Mom ni Dorothy, si Sophia. So Sophia is supposed to be older than the rest of them. But, did you know, piece of trivia.
Si Rose, si Betty White.
Rose, there you go. That Estelle Getty, the actress who played Sophia, was actually the youngest.
But she played
the mom.
What?
Weird,
how did
no?
that happen?
She's actually the youngest.
Did she look
of the
older
four.
Than the rest of them?
And then, syempre, she's made up to look older. Pero, you know, out of drag, out of
drag
Golden Girls drag, she would probably look like the same age.
Sabi ni Hazel as Blanche. Sino si Blanche?
Yun nga, yung malandi.
Excuse me?
I was going to say, you're Blanche.
Dumb Blanche.
One time, alam mo, until now, I don't remember most of it because that's such a long time ago. What I do remember was yung pinakatawang-tawa kong joke nila doon. They were going to give to the Salvation Army yung mga old clothes.
Yeah, parang Goodwill.
Parang
diba?
Goodwill, whatever.
Donate.
So lumabas si Blanche. Alam mo yung puro mga, alam mo yung mga parang mga garters and like crotchless panties. Yung mga ganong tipong mga lace stuff and like...
Oh my God.
Tapos sabi nila, Blanche, what are you doing? What are you going to, like, why are you bringing that to the Salvation Army? And he goes, it's for the sexy needy people.
Oo nga, bakit? Di ba sila pwede magpa-sexy?
And I mean, for a kid, I'm like, a sexy needy people? It was such a weird concept. Okay.
I promise I will watch an episode.
Alam mo, you
and
should
I will
try.
Tell you, like,
you should try.
And what I think.
Honestly, I don't know if it aged well. Like, if I watched it now, if I would find it hilarious. But as a kid,
yeah,
it was hilarious.
Oh, so you've never seen an episode as an adult?
As an adult, no.
Sabani.
One of my favorites.
Their chemistry is so good.
So
watch
good. It is so good.
Sige. I'm excited. I'll check it out.
And the way they make fun of Rose, ang ganda nung banter nila kasi.
May nakakatakot factor lang din because, you know, they're... Aren't they all, like, gone?
Really?
Or may buhay pa ba?
All? I don't know.
Wait, let me check.
I know Betty White passed away.
B. Arthur passed away in 2009.
Okay.
Rue
McClanahan.
2010.
Oh, yeah, then they are all gone.
Estelle Getty, 2008. Yeah, they're all
Yeah.
Maybe with company, I can watch it.
Yeah. Sige. Grabe ka naman, nanonood ka ng mga black and white na mga All About Eve. Ganun din naman.
Kung ano, this.
Oh, hello!
Fine, I'll watch it. Hindi kasi iba yung vibe eh. Alam mo yun, hindi ko naman kilala. Kasi ito si Betty White, parang kilala ko siya when she was alive.
Siya. Oh, okay. Guess,
may ganun lang din ako na medyo, okay. But anyway, never mind. Parang nag-TMR watchlist na tayo kahit hindi pa tayo TMR watchlist.
Oh, sige.
So, okay, let's do the top 10.
So, here we go. Thanking, sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. Inspired by a tweet from Infamous Pen. Thank you.
Thank you
for your tweet. It inspired this topic. Okay. Let's start off with Rice Baby.
Number 10.
Pag tinanong ang presyo at sinagot, pag nagtanong ako ng presyo at sinagot ako ng, kayo na po bahala. Lalo akong nako-confuse. And I end up overpaying or over-tipping. That's the whole point.
That's why they say it. Para medyo mahiya ka.
And you'll end up paying
more than the actual charge.
Kasi it gives you the whole illusion na ang bait nung seller.
Yes.
When in fact, it's a technique.
Na manipulate ka.
Emotional manipulation.
There you go.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 9.
Kapag may nagtanong kung magkano yung gamit o alahas mo, it's that false modesty na, naku, mura lang yan. Kahit hindi naman. Di ba parang standard siya? It's that false modesty kind of thing.
Mura lang.
Sus, wala yan. Mura lang yan. Tabi-tabi ko lang binili yan. Yung mga it's so Pinoy. I swear, it's so Pinoy.
I don't know if I... No, I probably don't say that.
Ako parang ano, arm and a leg. Yun ang sagot ko.
Magkano yan, Chico?
Arm and a leg.
Ganun ang laging sagot.
And from Galactus Intolerance.
Number 8.
Static is driving me insane.
I know, right? Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Kailan ka magbabayad ng utang mo? Tapos yung sagot niya, friend, ang blooming mo today, siya naman yung beauty secret mo.
Baka di ka lang sinila ni Frenny pag, you know, at saka, pinati mo.
Sinagot ka na niya by answering that.
Uh-huh.
Which is not gonna happen soon.
Maybe never.
Maybe never. From Maria Chanel.
Number 7.
When the parent goes, how is my kid doing in school? And the teacher answers, oh, she has a good group of friends she works with.
Well, at least plays well with others, diba? That's a good quality to have.
It's a good quality, but maybe that's not what you were asking. Diba? Some parents kasi want to know if they're
sabi
doing well.
Sabi nga nila, i-highlight mo yung strength.
Okay.
Huwag na tayong mag-focus sa weakness. So, ayun yung strength niya. Baka,
so, kumbaga sa Survivor, malakas yung social game.
Social game.
Not so much strategy, not so much challenges.
What, the social game?
Social game.
Yes.
From J. Pilosopo.
Number 6.
This was an actual exchange on television.
Okay.
The reporter asked, how were you able to immediately get confined at a hospital despite the lack of beds for COVID-19 patients? And the politician said, I think that's an unchristian question.
What? What?
Yeah.
It's a valid question.
I know.
Especially, hello, pandemic. So,
but yung iba, diba, remember there were times that people were like dying and in the parking area.
While waiting, yeah.
While waiting. Oh, and then suddenly somebody comes in and they're like admitted immediately. You gotta ask these questions if you're a journalist.
Absolutely. Yeah. My gosh, I can't believe that actually happened in our lifetime. It feels so surreal.
Like a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was our reality.
Then maybe I'll just keep it to myself. What the conspiracy theory?
Please, dude. Huwag mo nang idam. Huwag mo na akong idamay. Madami na akong ibang iniisip.
Gusto kita idamay.
I swear.
Hindi pwedeng ako lang meron.
Alam mo tuloy ngayon, like for example, somebody mentions Antarctica. Like, ang immediate ano ko, ang bag ko sa conversation, yung may aliens dyan ha, sa certain part, hindi pwedeng pumunta yung mga I swear,
na
your influence.
Matagal na silang nakatira dun. That area that, you know, people don't want to.
I cannot. I don't want to think about these things. Yep. But,
yep. And you know those stars you see in the sky?
Shut up. I don't want to. I don't want to hear it. No.
It's a conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
From Rice Rice Baby.
Number five.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me. Are you hungry? My partner. Kaya kong kumain. But you know
I
what?
I can eat.
I answer this all the time.
Ang weird nung Tagalog version. Parang it doesn't hit the same. Like hindi ko naisip na. Then I had to translate it to I could eat. Versus, kaya kong kumain.
Yeah, no, maybe not kaya kong kumain. But more like, parang, pag may food, kakain ako. Parang ganun.
Uh-uh.
Parang ganun yung translation.
Yeah, I could.
But I do get it though. It's like, I don't want to say I'm hungry.
But I could
I'm
eat.
Not. But if there's food, I can eat. Because, like, kunyari, if you're hungry, I can eat with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. But it makes sense.
Uh-uh. Tapos yung next na question dun. Wait, anong oras na ba? Alas mo ito bago mag-alas pala. Papalik ko dito.
Alas buto, para oh, alas
buto. Alam mo, parang feeling ko magiging thing ko yan today. I'll probably be like, I ask me what time it is. Tapos, ano masabi ko yun?
Anong oras na ba? Alas buto,
buto bago para mag-alas pala. It's so funny to me. I don't know why.
Ako yung ano ko, yung ganyan ko na... natatawa / naiinis ako. Pag yung pag kumakain kayo, tapos na tumalsik yung chicken or something.
Oh.
Ay, buhay pa.
Oh my God. Pag nasa restaurant kayo.
Tapos ang tagal.
Inuhuli pa yung manok.
Oh my God. May ano pa yan ha? You one up each other. Ang tagal naman ng in-order kong fried chicken.
Ay, inuhuli pa yung manok.
Hindi. Nililimliman pa nung nanay yung itlog na magiging manok na huhulihin. Ganun pa yun.
Oh my God. The dad jokes.
I swear. Pero talaga, pag yung may tumalon na piece of fish or something.
Ay, buhay pa.
Buhay pa.
Alam mo,
doon ako pinaka...
I-judge talaga kita pag nangyari yan. Tapos sinabi mo yan.
Tapos yung hindi ko sinasadya.
Oh, exactly.
Like, I'm not trying to...
Exactly.
To make you...
Like, you completely forget about this conversation. Right? Tapos one day, bigla mo na ma-blurt out yung... Ay, buhay pa. Guys, I swear.
Wala na talaga. And from Maxim the Winter.
Number four.
Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. When somebody asks, pang ilan ka sa inyong magkakapatid? And you answer, gitna.
Ilan ba kayo?
Ay, right?
To begin with?
Kasi if there are three of you, then you're the second.
Yeah.
If there are five of you, then you're the fifth.
The third.
The third.
Gitna eh.
Oo. Tapos if you're...
Gusto ko yung ginamit niya pa yung fingers niya para i-confirm.
I'm so bad at math. Tapos if you're seven, you're the fourth. Tapos if you're nine, you're the fifth.
Did you judge ka ni Buwes today?
I can't. I'm so bad at math. I'm so bad at math.
Ang sakit sa chat. Oh, pero hindi mo naman malalaman kasi nga, unless so, you know kung ilan sila.
Oh, ang tanong ko naman kasi.
Hindi, tsaka yung... technically kasi, kunyari, let's say lima nga kayo. When you say gitna, yes, you're the third, pero parang some pwede people might second. Also think you're the second or yeah. the fourth, yeah. right? Yeah. But nandun ka rin sa around the middle, so.
Pwede, yeah. pwede. And from Tampupu.
Number three.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me. Maganda ba yung season 4? Sagot ng friend ko. Mas maganda yung season 3. It's like, but is it good?
Paano mo pa ginajudge yung season 3?
Right?
If you're comparing it to that, diba?
So it's kind of like, yeah. You're answering it, but you're not answering it. From Designer Dad.
Number two.
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. When my wife asks me, oh, what do you want to do tonight? And then I answer, tulog na mga bata. Yeah, I guess alam na this.
Why si Jamie? Do you hear? May mga ganyan bang ano?
Tulog na mga bata.
Hindi naman magaganon si Alex kasi hindi naman siya nagtatagalo.
tapos, sasabihin ni Alex kay Jamie, kikis siya. Amoy pinipig.
Oh my God.
It's such a Romy Diaz line.
Excuse me. Parang napaka-anti-Alex nung gano'n.
Hindi kasi diba yung mga old Filipino movie? Ganon. Like kanya si Dolphy.
Pag mga, no. I do know this because right? I've seen a movie. I don't remember which actor. But like, given yan. Basta parang action parang, star. Oh, or like yung mga si sexy films.
Pag kunyari, kikis niya si Nida Blanca. Mga John and Marsha movies. Ganyan.
Mm.
Parang, amoy pinipig. I'm like, why would you want to smell like burnt rice? I mean, like, is that supposed to be sexy?
Yes.
Alam mo, pag inabutan mo ako ng tutong, I'm like, ooh la la.
What is it with amoy pinipig?
I don't know.
May tao ba talaga na amoy pinipig?
But supposedly, it's a sexy smell.
Baka dapat like amoy vanilla. Maybe that's what they
know.
Mean.
I don't know. That's what they always say. Amoy pinipig. Rice is crispy.
Munch.
So unsexy.
It's so weird. But I guess somebody started it and it just became a thing.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, and the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Sinagot, pero hindi sininghot. Amado ko sininghot.
Kasi parang weird naman nga nun, di ba? Nagtatanong lang ako, bigla mo ako sisinghotin. Parang, baka masapak kita.
Sinagot, pero hindi sinagot. Parang it made more sense. Sinagot pero hindi sininghot. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says.
Pag tinanong ka, sino-sino kayong pupunta? Tapos yung sagot mo, kami-kami lang.
Sino nga kayo?
Sino-sino kayo? Kami-kami lang. Right? That's such a weird...
So annoying.
Hindi, siguro parang what they're trying to say is more like,
kami na naman usual.
Like walang outsider, quote unquote, outsider. Kunyari parang kayo, pag tinanong yon, when you say kami-kami, tayo-tayo lang, or kami-kami lang, you know that, then it's the usual suspect.
Right.
But if let's say merong extended, then usually, sasagutin mo, di ba? Like, kasama yung mga jowa, mga asawa, or kasama yung family ni Blanc.
Yeah.
Then it becomes more specific.
Uh-uh.
But if saying hindi tayo-tayo lang, it means you could literally name who that would be.
Right.
You can answer your own question if they say tayo-tayo lang.
Tayong tropa lang, ganun.
Like tayo nila Marquee, ganun. Tayo lang yun, di ba? The TMR tropa.
Sinasabi ko, ikaw ang mapuput out dito. Isa throuple na ito. May bagong throuple.
That's the ano eh. That's the...
Ano?
The thing in Survivor.
Mm.
Diba? Yung you have to look that far ahead.
Mm-mm.
That your core alliance, you have to think, pag kami na lang yung natitira,
sinong maglalaglagan?
Sino ang tatanggalin?
Oo.
Diba? Ako ba? Or do I jump the gun and start planning ahead? That's
what if biglang ano, no? Siyempre, sabihin ko, throuple tayo. So, pag tayong lima, tayong apat na lang. Nagtingin lima. Sabi natin yung ano, may party. O, tayong lima. Tapos what if bigla akong mag... Ako yung ano eh. Technically, ako yung person in the middle. Mm. I'm the swing vote.
You're the swing vote.
So how will you keep me happy so I don't move to the other side? That's my question. What's your offer? Give me your best offer so I don't...
If you vote with us, I can promise you third place. At least you'd appreciate the honesty.
Tempting, but...
I can offer you a solid third. A solid third.
Ay, nako.
And so there you go. When we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
I smell a blind side. Coming on the monster. Good morning.
TMR watch list.
Summer's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1. You just heard something from Remy Wolf. That one is at number 13 on the countdown. Find out tonight where it's going to be. Countdown top 7. Will that song go up? Go down? Will Ray stay at number 1? Yes.
Ooh.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. Countdown top 7. Rico will be taking over for me tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because I will be, you know.
Lamierding.
Lamierding. Yes, there will be a little, some lamierding going on. So,
let's do it.
Anyways, TMR watch list. It is the weekend, so you know how it goes. You'll probably binge watch a bunch of shows and like movies or whatever. So we've got some recos, some suggestions for you guys.
Yes, I can go first. Definitely you have to watch Episode 5 of X-Men 97.
Ugh, I will.
That's all I'll say. And the other only new thing that I actually caught was Ghostbusters.
The movie, the new one.
The new one of Frozen Empire. Turns out, I was so excited. I was like, this is so nostalgic. Apparently, mayroon na pala nung afterlife before this. Same cast.
Okay.
Because remember, ang naaalala ko pa kasi yung all girls.
Ooh.
Remember that very controversial version of it?
Yeah.
Where Chris Hemsworth was the
secretary. I have never seen a Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, even the first one?
Never.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, don't take it seriously.
I just know the song.
Like, the scary is not really scary. The you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, just think of it as a very nice popcorn movie. I had so much fun.
I can imagine.
It was very nostalgic. And plus, hindi ko nga nakita yung una, yung afterlife. Apparently, same cast na sila na Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Etc, etc. But I didn't catch that one. So, when I watched this one, this was my first time seeing the original Ghostbusters together again. Sila Bill Murray, sila Dan Aykroyd. So, yeah, it was like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm sure if I watched Afterlife, I would have experienced it already.
Yeah.
Okay. Super liked it. Like, enjoy. That's the word for it. Like, you know, it's not going to win any Oscars.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just looking for something to watch for the entire family, like even for the kids,
ooh.
Oh, they're going to love this one. It's just so much fun.
Okay.
Like, masaya lang siya. Masayang movie.
Sige, well, I'll try to check that
super
out.
Super enjoyed it.
And for me, a bunch of stuff. I mean, I was able to watch actually a lot of stuff this week. The Challenge is back. All-Star Season 4. This time, you know, it's one of my favorite reality shows. So, the thing with this is, ang dami nilang binalik na like older contestants. As in like mga OGs. OGs. As in, you know, na parang when they joined, like they were in their 20s and now they're probably in their 40s, ganon, 50s.
Okay.
I don't know if kung may 50s. Pero anyway, as in super tagal na nung original season nila. And it's fascinating because I really am not very familiar with these people. Like yung kilala ko siguro, just a couple.
Okay.
Yung mga medyo bata-bata. But the older ones, parang ngayon lang sila na-introduce sa akin as like reality show contestants. And it's fascinating. It's very, very, very fascinating. Nakakatawa lang yung... Kasi sa The Challenge, yung politicking, yun yung nakakatawa.
Yeah.
The way that they would, you know, like explain why they're nominating so-and-so. Parang siyang very PBB kasi may nomination. Except ito, face-to-face, like you nominate people in front of everyone. That's how you do it. So, alam
so
mo
walang
yun.
Secret.
Walang
you
secret.
Know, you know.
You know who betrayed you. So, alam mo kung sino yung magkaka-alliance. Alam mo yung kung sino. But then you have the physical challenges that determine kung sino yung in control.
Okay.
So, there's that. Anyway, I also watched this interesting movie starring Elizabeth Hurley, one of my like OG lesbian crushes.
Right.
Like, my gosh. I do remember... Bedazzled.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched Bedazzled, believe it or not. But I remember,
so
like, seeing, like, trailers and stuff. And yung parang, even just the trailer, sobrang hot na hot ako kay Liz Hurley, even back in the day. Yung feeling ko parang, what a beautiful woman. Ganon. So to watch her now, na parang... a more mature version.
Yeah.
And she still looks...
Oh, she's one of the most
as
beautiful.
As hot as yeah. ever. For some reason, I thought she was older. Kasi alam mo yun, parang ang bata ko pa nung na-expose ako, alam ko na si Liz Hurley, existence niya. Pero she's not even in her 60s. She's in her 50s pa lang naman pala. I was like, oh, okay. Pero ang weird kasi parang same yung itsura niya from like before.
Did you see his kid? Her kid?
Yun nga, this movie.
Kamukha niya.
Called Strictly Confidential. Ano pala siya? Very controversial yung movie kasi it was directed by that kid.
Really? Oh, he's... Last time I saw him, he was still like a
Damien Hurley.
Damien Hurley.
So Damien Hurley.
And you can't tell Damien kung boy ba siya or girl.
Yes.
Very, very androgynous. Yung
but
look.
Like beautiful.
Beautiful.
A beautiful, beautiful
yes.
man. So anyway, Damien directed the movie Strictly Confidential and Liz Hurley is in it. And yung favorite scene ko from the movie is like a lesbian, you know,
right.
sex scene
right.
Between Liz Hurley and one of the other girls. Na parang people were saying, how awkward was that to be directing your mom
in a
scene like that?
So, oh, they've always been controversial.
Talaga.
Kasi parang, you know, some people, kasi they're so physical.
Affectionate.
Okay. Physically affectionate. And a lot of people were like, is it just me or is this getting kind of creepy? Kasi nga parang they're so touchy-feely with each other. But then, hello, they're like, mother and child. You know, like sometimes siguro growing
walang
up.
Mali siya
walang mali siya
all,
yun.
Walang mali siya yun.
Get.
Yung rating niya, gusto mo malaman, yung Strictly Confidential sa Rotten Tomatoes,
oh.
14%.
Yeah, taas. off the charts.
I actually shared it on my stories na parang, you know, I watched this movie. I've always loved Liz Hurley. If it weren't for the lesbian sex scene, it would have been a total waste of time.
A wreck.
Watch it for that if, you know, you like Liz Hurley.
Right.
And, well, it is interesting kasi nga parang just to know kung ano yung final product nung collab nila nung son niya. And for me, not great. Let's just put it that way.
Kasi to put it kindly.
It's like a whodunit thing. But hindi naman whodunit. Pero parang, it's like thriller, mystery about this girl na akala nila deads na. Basta ganun. Hindi ko pa nga ma-explain.
Merong frustration dun sa
basta maganda yung sex scene. Ay, yung... yung Les scene. Yung G2G action.
Oh, okay.
Ni
okay.
Liz Hurley. Enough for me... to enjoy the movie. Let's just say that. And last one, I watched a new series. I started Sugar.
Okay.
Which stars Colin Farrell.
Oh.
So it's about Sugar. See, John Sugar, played by Colin Farrell. He's like this private investigator. So ang expertise niya, yung finding people who are missing. Yan, na-kidnap, ganyan. Like,
okay.
Parang very taken
very,
in a way. Na parang, I will find you. And he's like very good at his job. And he's also very dapper. Very Bond-like yung itsura niya. Na always in a suit. Tapos mukhang mabango. And ang ano niya, I don't like hurting people. Parang ganun siya. Parang I don't like hurting people. He's actually a nice guy. But of course, because of his line of work, he's forced, you know, to do stuff that he doesn't necessarily enjoy. But he likes finding people who are missing. Yun yung parang he finds joy in that.
He's, ano, ha?
And
he's,
reuniting
he's
people.
He's thriving.
Can I just say?
And
I don't know how he does it, but he freaking looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, parang he hasn't aged.
And the thing is, he, they're about to release naman his other series, The Penguin.
Oh, he has another one?
Or movie. Movie or series on a streaming site. The Penguin. Oh. It's the Penguin of the Batman. Of Robert Pattinson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And oh, it's a big one.
It is. Reprising his role. Kasi ba he was in the Batman as the Penguin. Pero ito yung parang solo movie niya.
Okay.
Yeah. Pero for streaming, straight to streaming.
Pero maganda tong Sugar, ah. I suggest you check it out.
I can imagine.
Please, check it out. Tapos parang yung parang magiging main case nung the whole series, I think. Kasi 2 episodes pa lang so far. Yung missing girl is like the granddaughter of this like super rich, super wealthy Hollywood guy.
Okay.
So yan, like an actress. She's missing. And syempre, yung parang mga suspects mo, yung ibang family members, yeah. Yung mga ganun.
And coming off of the whole like Oscar-nominated, diba? Parang like later in his career.
Yeah.
Remember Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah.
He was nominated for that. Tapos parang ang dami niyang series.
Ang dami niyang, I love that for him. Tsaka itong series na to, dito yung, ito yung reason kung ba't na naginip ako na nag-adopt ako ng dog. Kasi ngayon kinakwento ko na parang meron siyang homeless man na tinulungan. May dog. The dog, you know,
right.
Liked him. Tapos biglang nag-relapse yung homeless guy and he ended up just taking the dog and adopting the dog. Ang cute. Basta, yeah. Please watch it!
You'll enjoy it,
I promise. So,
dami kasi.
Ang dami. But there you go. That's TMR watch list for you on a Friday. Hope you can check out some of those titles we just gave you. Sabi ni Kakay, Strictly Confidential, adding it to my watch list. Na-convince ako ni Hazel.
Well, okay, good.
Good luck. We'll see you on Facebook Live. Only here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Final Top 10 for today. A giant batch. Let's start off with some greets. Final greets.
Wait a second. How are we going to do the taste test? Will that...
Yes.
I want to try it though.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, so Westy Jamie is here in the booth with us because, you know, she usually comments on our Facebook Live and she says hello. But usually she's not in the country. She's in Singapore.
Right.
But today she's actually here in the booth with us and she brought some treats.
Yes. Okay.
We're very excited.
I'm adjusting the lights.
Ay, wait. I-add to ka. Ano na kayo? Oh, sige, go. Sige, gawin mo na yung makakabuti sa sa video mo. Kahit mukha akong madilim dito.
Basta ikagaganda
ko. Basta ikagaganda mo. Give ko na yan. Sige.
Ayan. Oh, look. See? I mean, look at me. Okay, anyway.
Meanwhile, sa side ko mukhang brown out.
Mukhang hindi nagbayad ng Meralco. Ito yung... Ah. It's so unique because it says... Ano nangyari?
The very Golden Girls yung moment na yun. Can I just say, kaka Golden Girls natin yan eh. Ayan to. Oh, take two.
Take two.
Ang lala.
Ang lala. No.
Okay.
Singapore.
Yun na yung pinakita. Ayaw nang itry yung... Ano yung nakalagay sa taas? Ay, likot mo kasi! Lovingly made cookies!
Loving?
Ang likot kasi! Kaya hindi mabase!
Gusto ko yung... Mga aray ko!
Hindi mo kasi makita! Tsaka ang likot ng kamay mo, okay? Hindi mo makita ko. Ano yung nakasulat? Tikba na natin.
Ah, habang nag-greet
ka. Sige, habang nag-greet. Eh, ikaw lang kakain kasi nag-greet ako.
Ano yan? Ito.
Ano yan? Oh, fancy.
And, how do I...
What packaging?
It? Or do I pull? I don't know. I've never seen...
Pakita mo. Ba't parang siyang may nub? May lawit?
Parang doorknob? Hindi siya yun.
Oh. Oh. Cool. Okay, sige, I'll greet and you continue to do that. Can you open one for me? Hello to Lila Boy. Watch list, Physical 100 Season 2. Yes, I finished that. I just have to share. Hindi ko gusto yung winner. I did not root for the winner. Not that I have anything against him. Pero ano lang, I was rooting for the other guy. The one that made the final two.
Okay, somebody was asking what cookies. It's Lovingly Yours Cookies.
Lovingly made?
Lovingly. Naging Lovingly Yours, Helen. Lovingly made.
Lovingly made.
Anong lovingly yours? Cookies. Lovingly yours.
Cookies.
I cannot.
We are so chaotic. Ano ba yan?
Chaotic natin today.
Napaka-chaotic mo. Sabi ni Erwin, so dated.
Anong cookies yan? Lovingly yours. Cookies.
Hello to John Paolo. Watch list again, yung KOJ, the American Crime Story. Gabriela Menzo, good morning, Kakai. Also, Hody H, who says, new season of The Circle. May kasali na AI bot. I haven't started, but we'll watch it. Oh, I will be watching that for sure. Also, first time to watch Pretty Woman. Hot new Richard here, according to Hody
H. I was surprised.
Another Chinito white guy.
That they brought it back. Oh my gosh, amoy laksa.
Iba namang di ba yun yung mga kalagay laksa.
I mean, like, alam mo yung laksa flavored, pero ito, like, literally.
Like, you can smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, hello to Rhyme and Reason. Okay, give me. Hello.
Kaya siya lovingly made. It's in the shape of a heart.
Oh my God! How cute.
It's in the shape of a heart.
Chico, nakita mo na ba? Okay, yung isang ad. Kasi yung model daw.
Si out of what?
Like a car. Hello to Andame, Henry Saitanan. Hi to Jennifer Spiritu. Sasabihan akong baliw dito sa office. Tawa ko ng tawa mag-isa. Hello to Mar and to Yontifian with her watch list. Queen of Tears. Reco for Chico, the lovely runner. Or lovely runner. Si Ate Fangirl went back to the school days na ni Kuyang idol niya. Oh, that's the story? The plot? Lovely runner. Check mo na lang. Also, hello to Bon Voyage. Wait, hindi pa ako nakakain eh. Sasalita pa ako. Hello to KG. Good morning. Silent pressure. Please greet my husband. Happy birthday to Boss Daryl John. He's a super fan since college. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Good morning to Joni Claude. Also, Mayo, Advent Choi, Sophia again. Hello to Kara. Sabi niya, the classic sa restaurant sa US, tinanong ka kung soup or salad. Pero since sobrang slang, ang dinig, super salad. So,
super
nag-yes.
Salad! Natawa ko dun sa ano, sabi ni Henry Mabana. Pinapanood namin dati si Ate Helen habang ginugupitan ako ng kuko ng nanay ko. Kasabay kaming umiiyak.
The visuals!
The visuals!
Ano ba yan?
Kasabay silang umiiyak
habang
nagugupitan siya ng
sila
kuko.
Ng nails. Ano ba yun? Irene says, si Tia Deli ang naalala ko sa Lovingly Yours ni Chico.
Hindi ba naman
si
yun?
Helen Vela,
Helen
diba?
Vela yun.
Orion says, tawang-tawa ako sa Lovingly Yours. Parang palabas sa TV yun ah.
Lovingly Yours Cookies.
Cookies. Oh, sige, ito na. Let me try the cookie.
Ang sarap. Kasi you can't make up your mind. Is it like, is it sweet or is it savory? Right? Parang initially, ano siya, savory. And then maya-maya parang like, but yeah, it is a cookie. But yes, it is laksa.
I like it.
Right? Ang ano nung ano, like it's confusing but in a good way.
Mm. This reminds me of the thing that I like from Thailand. You know that biscuit that's tom yum flavored?
Yes.
Yung parang Rice Krispies exactly, na tom yum.
Yeah.
Ito naman, more like biscuity.
Parang yung dinadala ni Butter Baby?
Yeah,
that one.
Di ba nire-request ko yun? Ito naman, laksa. Mm.
Right.
I like it. Thank you, Bosse.
Meron din tayo, ano, sinigang biscuits.
Ikaw, pausin mo.
Pausin mo.
Simulan mo. And hello to... Oh, damn. So many names. Hello to Richan. And napanood mo na ba yung episode 4 ng What's Wrong with Secretary Kim?
I have not.
May nakahiga sa bed.
Stop.
Tapos, ano? Gusto mo, kwento ko yung tsura?
Mm.
Hindi, wag na lang. Tingnan mo na lang.
Sabi ni Elmer, yung Ballad pour Adeline, yung background music ng Lovingly or Spelling.
Ano yun?
Yung ba yung tang 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 tang.
Oh my God! Why do I know?
Tang tang tang.
Tang ano yung sa Connie? Kasi may isa pa. Parang magkasabayan yan, diba? Yung era na yan.
Connie
Reyes.
Reyes
on camera.
On camera.
It's my turn! It's my turn.
I'm not familiar.
Yun yung music.
Talaga?
Tama ba, Jamie?
That's the...
Parang...
Like Diana Ross? It's my turn?
Yeah. Hindi ko alam kung piano version or like kung may kumakanta. Pero, okay. Pero yeah. If I remember correctly. Hello to Irvin Tanig and Lovingly Yours.
Cookies.
They call this with Layer Bashan Momo.
With a Lovingly Yours.
Hello to Mrs. John and the Super James. Hello to Sam. And shout out to your bosses from New Zealand. Cindy, says, tawang-tawa ko sa panggitna na anak bante nyo kanina. Coincidentally, this is today. It's only Child Day, apparently.
Oh.
Happy Only Child Day today to all the only childs. Only childs. Well, hindi. Kasi only, you know what I mean. Hindi yung only children. Only. Gets? Gets nyo na yun.
All the only children.
Hindi. Kasi pag only children, parang hindi ka na only child. Gets mo ba? So, ano yung plural nung hindi ng child, but ng only child.
To only everyone who's the only child. Hindi to all the only childs.
Gets na nila yon. Ayoko ng only children. Eh. Parang to the only children out there. Oh, di ba parang hindi? It doesn't mean the same.
To all the only child person.
I'm telling you, only childs.
Okay, push mo yan.
Whatever. Anyway, alam mo, tigil na natin to. Ayoko na. Cyril, Maxim, Enrich, Ren, sorry.
Tumakit yung ano ko, dalawang foots ko. Grabe, my two foots.
Alam mo, pwede yun. Kasi sige. Para siyang hindi mo naman binibigay yung plural ng ano eh. Ayoko, kahirap mo kausap. Sasakit lang ulo ko. Good morning, Elmer, and to everyone. Sorry if hindi na namin nabasa yung mga watch list kasi ang daming pagod na kami.
Ayan, sabi nga ni Judy, two toots. Tama, two toots. Ay, sabi ni Erwin, yan, ganyan. Ganyan na mausapan namin paglasing na.
Ano ba ang nakain natin? It's the cookie.
Ayan, Lovingly Yours cookie.
There must be something in this cookie.
Probably.
But yeah, that's it for greens.
All right, giant batch of the top 10, inspired by a tweet from Infamous Pen and the comments in the thread. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Let's start off with Al Macchiato. When my mom tells me, why did you disobey me when I explicitly told you, blah, blah, blah. Sagot ko, eh bakit si kuya, mas mali nga yung ginawa, hindi mo pinagalitan. It's very ano, remember how like when people get called out nowadays?
Maghahanap ng...
They're always like, dami-daming problema ng Pilipinas. Ito yung...
It's like a diversion.
Blah, 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 blah.
Diba? Diversion tactic.
I do agree. Like whatever it is that they brought up, that needs addressing.
However,
that doesn't make what you did any more correct.
Mm,
but true. Yeah, kumbaga parang let's address all of them.
One at a time.
Including what you did. Diba?
Yeah.
That also doesn't excuse you. And from Tampupu, the classic, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. When a buyer goes HM and the seller goes DM.
Ako talaga, I hate that. It will discourage me from even buying.
Oh, for sure.
If hindi naka-post yung price. I don't like yung parang DM for like inquiry. Parang, why don't you just post?
Para, uso yan sa ano? Like for reselling? Kasi, well, hindi standardized. And it's happened to me only once. I was so pissed off.
Binibase nila dun sa nagtatanong yung bibigay nila na presyo.
Kasi, nung pinost niya yung statue, nakalagay DM for details. So, nakalagay na dun. I didn't have to ask. And then, DM please. Like, nakalagay na dun sa mismong post. I'm not going to give you my prices. Talk to me. So, I talked to him and I said, okay, I'll get it. How much? Binigay niya yung presyo. Sabi ko, okay, go. And then, nung fina-follow up ko na, biglang sabi niya sa akin, nabenta na daw niya. So, sabi ko, but you just said that it sold to me.
Yeah.
Why would you sell it? And, you know, I'm pretty sure, 100%, ibang binigyan niya ng mas mataas na presyo. After he said yes to me, siguro sabi niya, tignan natin kung papayag to na mas mataas. Kasi ako umuo ako agad eh. Siguro inisip niya, baka I gave a cheap price. Kasi why? Why else would you, like, kasi he couldn't give me an excuse. Like, literally, the same day.
Just changed his mind.
Offered it to somebody else for a higher price.
Na kumagat.
And kumagat. So, syempre, dun niya ibibigay.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Oh, I was so angry. And he couldn't give me a straight answer because it's like, yung ganun. Like, I hate
that. Not kasi you couldn't give him a straight question.
I did. Sabi ko.
Sure ka.
Sabi ko, yung question ha. Sabi ko, you said you were going to sell it to me. Kaya nila ayaw ilagay yung price. Kasi sometimes they give different people different prices.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Style talaga yan.
Archer Aguilar says, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me, may high blood po ba? Sagot ng patient ko, wala kasi umiinom ako ng maintenance. So sabi ni Archer, so dati may high blood ka. Sabi ng patient, pag hindi nag-maintenance.
Labo ka usap.
Alam mo talaga,
actually, yung doctors, I can imagine the frustration. Kasi they must get so many patients na WebMD bago pumunta.
WebMD, yeah.
Tapos yung parang basically gusto na lang ng confirmation kasi na-diagnose na nila yung sarili nila.
Exactly.
Oh my God, a static ha?
Grabe.
Parang torture.
Parang may higanting bubuyog sa bawat tenga
namin. What did we do to deserve this? Anyway, yun nga, yung parang, diba, yung... ayoko na lang mag-talk. Asara ako sa static.
Parang may mga ano. Parang merong mga langaw na nagtotora-tora. Diba yung like those dogfight planes?
It's so horrible.
From World War
like,
1 and 2.
It's gotten so much worse since kanina.
It's so weird.
Okay.
And coming from Mike Ferrer, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me, boss, may salary increase po ba? Boss, ang baba ng sales natin. Again, nauna na yung excuse before the answer. I mean, that's your answer.
Take a hint.
Fitz Villafuerte says, Mom, my mom goes, anak, kamusta yung exam mo kanina? And sagot ko, Nay, natinig mo, nililigawan na ni Alden Richard si Catherine Bernardo. Lalo na kung mahilig siya sa mga ganyan. Like, distract her.
Exactly.
From Maxim De Winter, this is very Hazel. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot? Ilang taon ka na? Sagot mo, old enough.
Yes, I used to say that all the time. True story.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Especially when I wasn't old enough.
Exactly.
That was like, because you don't want to give them
a... Mo talaga to.
Because you don't want to give them a direct answer. Kasi, you know, it might like be a red flag for them.
Okay.
So, old enough.
Mm-mm.
Ganun. Tapos yung itsura ko nakapintis. Oh. Old enough. Naka-knee-high socks. Ganun. Mm-mm.
Okay. And from Genshin Impacto, tinanong ko yung office mate ko, bakit hindi ka nakapasok kahapon? Ang sagot ba naman, oo nga eh, kasi absent ako.
Wait,
that's usually the definition.
Ito kaya, familiar ba tong entry na to?
Oh, ano?
Habi daw, ano, pwede ba ako sumama sa Quezon? Tapos ang sagot daw, I have a headache kanina. Does that ring a bell, Chico?
What? No naman. Hindi kasi, like, it makes sense eh. Kasi I'm like, okay lang. Siguro naman kaya ko pang mag-survive hanggang buo. Yeah, I mean, you know. Like,
alam mo, I've seen this face of yours eh. Ang malala nito, na-witness ko na. Hindi ko na maalala specifically what it was. Pero nakita ko na talaga. Yung parang bigla siyang, oh, shaky.
Hindi naman. Kasi ang sa akin naman kasi parang like, oh, gets ko naman kung mas importante sa'yo yung ibang
tao. Oh my God! I cannot!
Kesa sa katuwang mo sa buhay, edi, anong magagawa ko?
Si Baby Chico is coming out! Oh no! Here we go! Ah, sige.
Anong magagawa ko kung hindi man ako importante sa'yo? Sabi ni Richan, kala ko headache, ba't may umuubo?
Tsaka ba't may na-transform? Bigla naging baby. Alam mo kung ako, pupunta na ako ng Quezon now na habang nandito siya. Dali!
Oo, diba? Tapos sabi ko alam parang, oh, sige, basta iligpit mo na lang yung skeleton ko pag dalik mo.
Oo, eh!
Napaka-oo, eh!
Tsaka mga kapatid pala yung kasama. Tapos nagaganyan ka. Alam mo talaga. Sila ate lang pa. Sila ate!
Nakikiate siya.
Nakikiate.
And sabi ni Madeline, aga yun. Yung pala itsura ni Baby Chico.
Now you know.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And Chichi Chronicle says, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Bakit lagi kang late? Tapos ang sagot mo, hindi nyo alam ang buhay ko.
Totoo naman yun eh. Valid.
Nakahanap siya ng bago.
Hindi nyo alam mga pinagdadaanan ko.
Ang ano
ko... Kala nyo, tatawa-tawa lang ako dito. Pero minsan...
Alam ko pinagdadaanan mo.
Ano?
Isang bloke lang sa baba. Literally one
alam mo,
block.
Hindi mo alam. Hindi mo alam kung ano oras ako gising kasi tatrabaho ako. Sige na nga, next.
Ang tanong, bakit ka nagtatrabaho ng ganung oras?
Kasi hardworking ako. Kasi I'm like...
Ang tanong, ano yung ginagawa mo bago ka nagsimula magtrabaho ng puspusan?
Nagtatrabaho pa rin. Ilang pasbusan.
And from Rice Rice Baby, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Me, Papa, mahal mo po ba si Mama? Sagot ng Papa ko. Mahal ko kayong magkakapatid.
Oh no! Pag narinig no. ka ng Mama, lagot ka.
Hala siya.
Pero I mean, yan, that's the sad reality. Yung iba na parang they stay in loveless marriages just for the kids. Hindi, for the kids.
For the many childs that they have together.
Shut up.
The many childs. Uh-oh. And from Al Macchiato, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Pag tinanong ni PA, may crush ka sa akin, no?
Oh.
May sasagot. Ba't mo masabi?
Paano nga, no?
Sinagot pero hindi sinagot.
Tsaka yung pagka-deliver mo nung life, parang, may crush ka sa akin, no?
Oh! May crush ka, no?
Ikaw din na sumagot. Paano sagot?
Sabi nino.
I can't. The fantasies.
And from Tampupo, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Buyer. Gaano po kalaki yung item? Seller. Pinadalhan ako ng picture. Wala pa rin reference for size. Like literally, pinicturean lang niya ulit yung item.
Dapat
diba usually,
wala man lang like wala kang background na makikita mo yung scale in comparison
dapat,
to.
Dapat usually, diba, they put like a soft print scan.
Or, yeah.
Or, oh, ganon, diba? Like, just for reference.
Mm.
From Tampupu, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. When my wife asked me, do I look fat in this? I answered, try mo yung isa.
There's your answer.
That's your answer.
Not the most flattering.
From Chichi Chronicles, me. Mommy, saan yung blender? Sabi ng mom ko, andyan. So I was like, saan? And then my mom goes, sinabi ng nandyan eh.
Look harder!
Okay.
Tapos, ayan na yung mga mommy hirit na, pag naghahanap ka, gamitin mo
ang bibig.
Hindi, di nga yung bibig. Yung
ang
mata.
Mata. Hindi, gamitin ang bibig, hindi ang mata.
Sige nga, Chico. Try mo lang.
Susi? Susi? Nasaan ka, Susi? O, pwede.
Matukan nga ito.
Pwede. Pwede.
Please, gamitin mo ang bibig. Huwag ang mata.
Meron pa.
Oh.
Kung ahas yan, tinuka ka na.
Oh my gosh, ka-level nung balat mo to. Try nyo kayo. Eh, kayo pumunta dito. Kayo mag-board ng puro na may static torture. Try
ano
nyo.
Anyway. From Boy Bakal, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. My friend asked, what time tayo pupunta? Tapos ang sagot ko, mauna na kayo.
So,
because I can't tell you what time I can leave.
You're basically saying na parang,
hindi na
tayo
sabay.
You decide. And then I'll just follow. Like, kahit anong oras kayo pumunta, mauna kayo, basically.
And from Coco Hernandez, sinagot pero hindi sinagot. You, saan tayo kakain? Me, saan mo ayaw?
Doon tayo?
Doon ako kakain.
Oh my God. Buisit.
Yeah, wherever you don't want to eat, that's where I'm eating. And the two tops. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot comes from Mike Ferrer and Croy Parrell.
They both say...
Mike Ferrer says, my Joa asked, if I die, would you marry my bestie? And I answered, which one? Ibig sabihin,
meron!
Because usually when you say bestie, rare na ngayon yung isa lang talaga na bestie. Mm. Usually it's like your besties.
Yeah.
Plural. So yeah, which...
Which one?
And the other one naman from Croy Parrell. Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Shouting in someone's ear in a club. Kasi maingay. Me. Where are you from? Siya. 28. Me. Madalas ka dito? Siya. QC!
Walang tumama.
Pero diba, it really happens this way. You know, it rolls out this way, this
parang,
conversation.
Oh, yeah, it
kasi
happens.
Kasi hindi talaga kayo nagkakaintindihan eh.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like that earlier kwento of yours, yung minsan pag hindi mo nakatatlong haka na, parang like,
ayaw mo
umuo
na
ka
na
lang.
Na lang. Parang you just kind of like, oh.
Because it gets really awkward
yeah.
when you can't understand each other. So, yeah. Okay, what about us? Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Ako yung ano. Well, in anything. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be serious. It can be trivial. Pero pag tinanong ako ni Baby Will, kunyari yung, ano, punta tayo sa ano? Pwede.
Like, it's always
like
pwedeng, open-ended.
Pwedeng oo, pwedeng,
pwedeng
hindi.
Pwedeng oo, pwedeng hindi.
Oo, kasi like, di ba? Like, or kunyari, ganun nga.
Hindi, kasi ako, whenever I say pweds, I never say pwede, it's always pweds. Pweds. Whenever I say that, it's leaning more towards yes.
Oh, same, same. Because I wouldn't say pwede if
kasi
ayoko.
Kasi kung no, no.
Pero gets, and not that I don't want, but more like, I just haven't made up my mind about it
yet. Uh-huh, yeah, or, basically.
Or we could come up with something that I want more.
Mm.
Pero at this point, if you say that that's what we're doing, or that's what
guess
we're eating,
that's what we're doing.
Then it's also fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not really a madrama thing. It's really
no, it's more,
like,
of like a show of like a display na parang, look, I'm pretty easygoing and
that's
like late,
true.
Agreeable. So I'm like, pwede. Pwede.
Pwede.
Pwede.
Oh, pwede.
When I try to come off as a cool girl, ganon. I'm like, pweds. Parang, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I'm game for it.
Tingnan mo, notice how ikaw, kay baby whale mo lagi sinasabi yan. Kasi nga, pa-baby.
Pa-baby.
It's more like, I give you full control. Master. Ay!
Bakit may master?
Kasi parang ganun eh. It's like giving consent. Pwede.
Okay.
That take me anywhere. Diba? As a backpack.
Mm.
O, very that. Ano ba sa akin yung ano? Sinagot pero hindi sinagot. Eh, very that nga. Yung parang, when I don't understand the question, I'm just like, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Actually, hindi nga yeah eh. Minsan it's like a,
Oo, oh, it's more like,
mas vague better because, mas maraming pwedeng mag-match.
Yeah.
Dun sa response mo, whatever it is you said.
Basically, it just means enunciate more because I can't understand what the hell you're saying.
Right?
Ugh. But yeah, I don't know. Tsaka ano din ako, when someone asks me, yung parang, okay ka lang ba? Like, I can't say, yes, I can't say, hindi, ito na lang yung answer ko. O, diba? Are you seeing anyone? Or do you have a boyfriend? Yan, yung mga ganyang tanong. Pag tinatanong ako yan, when I had a boyfriend, when I was in a relationship, for some reason, I could never say yes directly.
So what would you say?
Hmm? Okay. I'm not single. Gano. Yung ang daming, parang ang daming
sana sinagot na lang eh.
Ligoy-ligoy.
No?
Oo. Yung parang, ah, sinasabi ko to, parang, well, I'm not married or anything. It's not like I'm married. Yung ganon, ganon yung answer. But this was, like, you know, young and immature Hazel. Of course, now.
Ngayon, sasabihin mo na bata ako niya, no?
Sabi niya, no, may pinipig ako. Oh, by the way, speaking of Amoy Panipig, hello to August Benitez, who actually DM'd, sabi niya, you wouldn't wanna know what Amoy Panipig
oh,
is.
Oh, really?
What?
Hello, sabi mo, speaking of Amoy Panipig, August Benitez. Akala ko si August yung Amoy Panipig.
Hindi. Sabi niya,
oh, wait,
you
August,
wanna know.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I thought it was just like a sexy smell.
Oo nga.
I actually don't know. I literally don't know the reason why people say amoy pinipig.
Huh. Interesting.
Can you like text us?
Oo nga.
But it actually, I really don't know.
What does
seriously.
That mean,
I always thought it was, usually di ba bad guys yung nagsasabi.
Yun nga, pang mga action
eh.
Star.
Si Dolphy din says that eh.
Or pervy. Pag parang,
medyo,
it comes
like
across
sexy,
pervy.
Like
oo.
Sexy. Parang I guess I have always thought it was like because you smell clean. Or you
kaya amoy, or amoy yummy ka. Kasi di ba,
oh,
baka yung pag sinabi mong pinipig, masarap. Yun yung word association. So, pag sinabi mong amoy pinipig, eh, amoy masarap. Maybe that's what it means.
I don't know.
But on that note, we're going to say goodbye. And next week, we gotta warn you.
Yeah.
It's going to be
a bit of a,
all, like, a crazy week.
Para siyang,
much.
Ano, musical chairs.
So, next week, Marky and I won't be here from Monday till Wednesday. So Chico will be here though.
Yes.
And he will be joined by some days Nikki, one day Kayla.
Yes.
And then Thursday, I'll be back.
But I'll be leaving.
Yan ka na naman eh. Parang nung ano lang to, first day ko.
Ito nga, hindi ko nga sinabay eh. Oh, di ba?
So, on my first day back, Chico will be gone.
Yes.
Siya naman yung may flight.
Si Marky wala pa rin.
And Marky will still not be around. So, I'll be here Thursday, Friday. And I will be joined by different people also on those
days.
So,
Monday, me and Nikki. Tuesday, me and Kayla. Wednesday, me and Nikki. Thursday, Hazel and someone. Mm-hmm. Friday, Hazel and someone. Monday, we're all back.
Yes. Yeah. So, 2 weeks from now, we'll all be together again. We will be reunited. So, anyway, enjoy your weekend.
I know. Enjoy your weekend.
And we'll see you guys when we see you. Okay? Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks, Bessie Joyman.
Thank you, Bessie Joyman.
Only here on Summer's Hottest Monster RX 93.1. Bye.
Bye.